Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's no doubt about it. This is the start of the big attack. You go back to World War I, and the Germans would launch an attack, and then the Allied forces, Russia, England, France, the United States, they would launch another attack, and it would start with an artillery barrage, and it could continue hours or even days. And sometimes they would have false start attacks just to probe the enemy defenses along the lines. There is no doubt that a massive attack has been going on the last 4 months to demonize conservatives, Tea Partiers, libertarians, gun owners, conservatives, people that are nationalist. I've seen the preparatory phase as the mainstream media conditions and brainwashes and prepares the public for staged terror attack events to be blamed on the American people so that the giant homeland security system can be publicly turned loose. It was built from the beginning for the American people, part of the COG Rex 84 program of the 80s. And that's now all admitted. And they've got the open legislation in Congress to arrest citizens for any reason, including intelligence reasons or any reasons the president deems. You can openly be tortured. Now, there's similar language in other acts like the Enemy Combatant Act, but this is out in the open and crystal clear. They want a hot war against the American people. And you're going to see governments in concert doing this type of stuff. The Russian bombing in Moscow, or two bombings, very, very suspicious. We reserve judgment on that, just like with the underwear bomber. First few days, we said could be real. Then, of course, it came out it was staged. More than 9 times out of 10, these events are staged in hindsight. So it's probably staged as well, and there's a lot of earmarks that it is FSB or other groups, part of the Russian security services, who are famous for this, like all powerful empires. Putin and Medvedev are having a lot of political trouble over there. There's a lot of opposition starting to mount. This is a great way to clamp down and gets the approval ratings up. And the usual suspect Muslim leaders out of Chechnya, of course, are denying that they're involved. Why would you go bomb civilians, which you know then gets public support behind invading you? And we know that the triggers to go after Chechnya in the late 1990s were staged. And Paul Watson has an article. Separately, you have militia raids in 3 states. We now have one of the indictments. A supposed Christian group who the feds are saying wanted to wage war against the police and kill police to demoralize them. You notice we had people calling in trying to bait us last week here on air, calling for physical operations. And I said, of course, that's not what we need. We're winning this thing peacefully. You don't offensively go out. And it's always cops the feds target, or citizens. They target their own police and provocateur attacks on their own police, or attacks that fizzle to scare police. And they bombed the Oklahoma City building, the feds did, to rally the feds against the American people to create an us against them mentality. And that's totally proven. You've got just fever pitch attacks on myself and many others right now. The mainstream media continues to say that I'm calling for violence, and that police being killed is my fault. And we've gone over that in the past. So it's creepy. It's creepy to have CNN call me up at about 2:30 on Friday and say, yeah, we want to interview you tonight. And then it was, oh, we want to interview you in a taped interview in about an hour. So I ran down there after the show. And we'll talk about what happened at the Austin studio. Hooked into CNN for the Anderson Cooper program, which did not air. So I didn't give them anything they could really use unless they really edit what I had to say out of context. But I'm telling you, right now they're planning massive stage terror attacks in the next month. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, bracing for the full attack.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 29th day of March, 2010. These are the times that try men's souls. This is only the beginning.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The field of sounds, the times begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of my free smoke and horse's breath. There's a bunch of innocent death.
But on this battlefield, no one wins. Not the FBI, not the CIA, not the American people. But the banks, they're not on the battlefield. They're not on the chessboard. They're playing with our lives like they're God. With their genetically engineered food, with their Hadron Super Collider, playing God with their chemtrails, with their weather modification, with all the horrible things they're doing. I wish I would have gotten in here earlier this morning. I got into the office about 30 minutes before showtime. I was getting ready at my home for the show, reading over all the news and trying to figure out exactly what's happened with these subway bombings in Moscow. And I got into the office and was just hit from all sides. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband This is out of Georgia. And we get about 5,000 emails a day, several hundred phone calls or more a day, and we don't have the money or the crew or the staff to even be able to go through it all. We try our best. The last few months, she'd been calling, trying to talk to me, saying she had something really big that she was about to come out with. She talked to Rob Dube, and then the producers come up and say, do you want this person? Do you want that person? And I'm so overwhelmed with all these other distractions like ClimateGate and the takeover of healthcare and the media setting up the Patriot movement for a big fall. The big kickoff's already begun, but I look for something huge in April. By exposing it, we may back them off. And we've been hacked today. We've had them posting viruses on the site today. We're having to shut off links in the comment pages because they're trying to put viruses in there. And they're very mad about what I did in the CNN interview and the fact that I posted that on YouTube. Death threats, just insanity from all ends. I mean, definitely they are been given green lights to go wild right now. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband, and we've been contacted separately by some of her associates and friends. She was the head of the Eagle Forum in her state in Georgia, and she had documented cases where CPS in her state get bounties for, we want a two-year-old with black hair, green eyes, or we want a blonde with green eyes or blue eyes, and that CPS then go trolling through the schools and through the elementary schools and through the daycares, and they're paying bounties on children that the adoption agencies are looking for. And I know she was working on that, and her husband shot in the head multiple times, Now Fox News is reporting, someone said they had a suicide pact that he had cancer. Yeah, a conservative, the head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, told no one this, but then magically. It's kind of like so-called friends of Gary Webb, who Pulitzer Prize winner on CIA drug trafficking. He'd have people breaking in and out of his house. He'd had to move because of it. He wouldn't even have his children over to his house anymore. He was divorced because of the danger. They shot him twice in the head. I want it on record, ladies and gentlemen, that there will be no murder-suicides ever. If they do that, it's staged, okay? Bottom line, and this is how they do it. And I just pray to God to protect us, but I'm committed. I'm not even afraid. We're going in through and beyond, and I'm trying to be as wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove here. We also got a phone call, and again, this happened right before airtime. And we got contacted by a gentleman in Tennessee who said that someone had broken into his computer and was trying to spoof his IP address or somehow got his data and then was posting it on Infowars.com over the weekend. And we went and tracked the IP address. It is not originating from this person who got SWAT teamed this morning. And that's how easy it is for these people to do this. In fact, we've seen cases of teenagers being charged with the Patriot Act, and there's clear evidence that they weren't even home at the time with this IP spoofing. And this is just where, you know, I had this happen to me a long time ago, back during 1996-97. All the major radio and TV stations in Austin would call me. Thank God they called me before they called the police. And it's very easy to reprogram a fax machine to have, if you have a public comment line number, that's what they did. They took my public comment line from the radio show and TV show, and they would program my name and my number in and then send threatening faxes around. Again, this is all psychological warfare meant to get people off balance, meant to harass people. WikiLeaks is being followed, is being harassed all over the world, in Europe and in Iceland where it's based. They put out an emergency alert on Friday. We linked to another WikiLeaks story Friday. So I'm not sure if these attacks are over that or over the CNN situation, but it seems to be associated with the CNN situation. But we link to a CIA report, which the government admits is real, about how they count on our apathy. And they know the wars are unpopular and the police state's unpopular. But and it talks about their propaganda points, how they're going to propagandize. And this is from a year ago. You can see all those propaganda points on the news every night. It's just totally disgusting how they manipulate people, how they're involved domestically. But they're very bold, ladies and gentlemen, and they like double-edged messages. They don't care, and they're getting to the point where they don't care if they set me up with God knows what horrible thing or kill me. They don't care if most of you know that it's staged, because that's a message to you who are awake. And then for the dumbed-down public, they have put themselves in kind of an Orwellian Crime Stop. That guys, will you pull up the definition of Crime Stop for me, please? Crime Stop, where people know they're living in tyranny, but they lie to themselves and they rationalize and always make excuses. And when you've done this enough times, it just gets to where you automatically accept anything. No matter how insane. Oh, here's video of cops beating up a guy who's a quadriplegic because he won't get up out of the, he won't follow their order to get up out of the wheelchair. And he's saying, I'm paralyzed. They go ahead and beat him up. How many of those videos are out there? Or, oh, court rules the police can torture you with a taser to make you ask questions. What about the Fifth Amendment? That's Associated Press headline. Court rules they can use tasers to make you answer questions. Court rules police can taser pregnant women. Court rules on and on and on and on. And they just throw it in your face. Last week it came out that the Russian government called for spraying the poppy fields with pesticide to kill them. And NATO said, oh, no, that would hurt the poppy farmers. And I've got articles on that front. In fact, here's the definition of Crime Stop. Crime Stop is a newspeak term taken from the novel 1984 by George Orwell. It means to rid oneself of unwanted thoughts, i.e. thoughts that interfere with the ideology of the party. This way a person avoids committing thought crime. In the novel, we hear about Crime Stop through the eyes of protagonist Winston Smith. The mind should develop a blind spot whenever a dangerous thought presents itself. The process should be automatic, instinctive Crime Stop. They call it a newspeak. He set to work to exercise himself in Crime Stop. He presented himself with propositions. The party says the earth is flat. The party says the ice is heavier than water, and trained himself in not seeing or not understanding the arguments that contradicted them. Orwell also described Crime Stop from the perspective of Emmanuel Goldstein in the book The Theory and Practice of Collectivism, Oligarchical Collectivism. Crime Stop means the faculty and the facility of stopping short, as through by instinct at the threshold of any dangerous thought. It includes the power of not grasping analogies, of failing to perceive logical errors, of misunderstanding the simplest arguments if they are inimical to Ingsoc or English socialism, and of being bored or repelled by any train of thought which is capable of leading in a heretical direction. Crime Stop, in short, means protective stupidity. And you start telling people, hey, they're announcing world government. They're going to tax everything you do. They're going to track every facet of your life. They're brainwashing your kids and turning them against you. This is classical tyranny. And people yawn and their eyes glaze over. It's like you're going to your 7-year-old or 8-year-old and saying, clean up your room. And they suddenly get tired and, or like you tell a dog, get off the couch, and it acts like it can't hear you, and it acts like it's asleep suddenly. It can have its ears up and be all excited, and you'll get off the couch, and it rolls over and lays there and acts like it can't hear you, or it starts moving real slow to get off. I mean, all mammals do this. But it's a false instinct of not preserving yourself, as if standing up is work or something instead of survival.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready. Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stamberts.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 29, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11,1160. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,141.99, $571 for a half ounce, or $285.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,141.99, $571, or $285.50.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one.
The government.
You're the devil in disguise.
The devil right out in the open. Oh, yes, you are. In disguise. Okay.
You fool me with
former State Senator Nancy Schaefer exposing government child kidnapping rings. She was shot in the back, her husband shot in the chest, her daughter's on record saying her dad didn't have cancer. Fox News is just running around saying that definitely a hit. Head of the Eagle Forum had new information to come out about the government grabbing people's children, and they just sent a hit team over there to murder her. The government says, look, we'll take your kids when we want them. You understand that? You think you'll stand up against us? We ship in the drugs. We ship in the kids. We make the snuff films. We put poison in your water. We're the psychopaths. We're taking America over. We're going to kill whoever we want, period. They want a violent confrontation. They are pushing it because the average cop isn't bad. And then if people start fighting with the police, then they can turn all the police completely against the American people and have a giant war, which will then chew up the police and military. And then they'll bring in even more oppressive measures and bring in foreign assets, which they've been training in LEO-9 last year, 14 different countries to, quote, take on American terrorists. They've signed agreements under SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership. And now they're going to start arresting a lot of militia people. They've got plants everywhere. I mean, Jaron isn't in a militia. Jaron's a radio producer I hired from a local talk station. And it doesn't matter what bar he goes to by himself. Just the same guy comes in and sits down and starts talking about Alex Jones and, you know, how we need to basically go after Obama. I mean, it just happens to all of us. I can't go anywhere. I can be on an exercise machine at the gym and somebody walks over and acts like they don't know who I am. It's always some cop or informant. It's just these people are so criminal. God help us. God help us. These people are so evil. And, I mean, Jaron can go to a tiny dive bar to drink a beer and watch a football game, and there are going to be five people. And it's just ongoing. And you got all these militias and people that are concerned, and they get guns, and they're all paranoid. And then they go to church, or they go to the bar, or they go to the video store or wherever, and people just walk up and say, don't you think we ought to do something violent? Yeah, I'm getting sick of the government. I agree we might need to someday. That's it. You're going to prison. They're going to plant pipe bombs on you. They've done it over and over again. And that's why it's just so obvious. Anyone who's on the radio calling for violence who isn't instantly arrested is a Fed. Hal Turner did it for a decade. All the major white supremacist sites that spend 24/7 attacking yours truly, every single stinking one of them's Fed run. And they're there to find out, you know, who's who. And they just, I mean, folks, I knew last year with, that's why I keep talking about it. It's a key piece of intel and it adds into everything else we're seeing. I'm going to walk through it coming up in the next segment. But, within 2 hours of Poplawski being arrested in Pittsburgh, gunning down three cops, the news was reporting through the reporter who is handled by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, that's his beat. That's what he writes about, demonizing locals. That Poplawski liked me and basically did it because of me. And I had to threaten some lawsuits and five newspapers had to retract. Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't care. ADL doesn't care. Turned out the white supremacists hated my guts and attacked me everywhere. Stormfront, you name it. And on my own website, we went and found his comments. And we showed the media and said, look, he's saying I'm scum. I'm not calling for violence. I'm not anti-Semitic. And so the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, knew that. They had people on the streets within hours coming up to cameras, smiling, saying, yeah, he likes Alex Jones. Just totally staged. And that's pretty creepy because these people don't play games. Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City where McVeigh was at. And I know that. I'm a big boy. It's just still to be this deep into it and now knowing the time we're going into, the trials and tribulations that we're all going to have to go through. But because we've exposed them, look, they hate me because, as I say, I've got their number. And I really understand how they operate and their methodologies, their systems, how they repeat the same operations over and over again because they found they're effective on the public. And we've been ruining some of those operations. We've been ruining their false flag terror attack. And when governments do it, whether it's the Japanese or the Russians or the U.S. or Israel or England or the French or the Italians, we cover the truth. We are truly independents here. And we just want freedom. I mean, I don't want a criminal government run by foreign banks robbing everyone. And then the police and military, you need to understand something. They're announcing they're going to take the pension funds now in Business Week, Bloomberg, and the Associated Press. I mean, you are definitely working for a totally evil government. You need to understand that and choose sides right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times here are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the still of the night, I have all these moments of extreme clarity and understanding and important things I want to talk about here on air. Then I get on air and there's all the news, all the information, every point that I research. I have to use a lot of brain power to analyze it and then comment on it. I'm not complaining, but it's a strange feeling to not be afraid of even being imprisoned or tortured or having my name destroyed or even being killed. I just put it in God's hands. But the only feeling I have is one of frustration and anger at myself for not doing a better job over the years and all the mistakes I've made. And I know nobody's perfect. And I tend to always just look forward and learn from my mistakes and deal with the issues at hand. It's just, there's so much I want to say to you. So many things I want to telegraph. Number one, I love humanity. I'm a fan of humankind. And I love innocence and I love goodness and I love everything that's wholesome. And ask not who the bell tolls, for it tolls for you. No man is an island in and of themselves. I realize that. I realize all these people who were compartmentalized, dumbed down, conditioned, brainwashed to serve whatever part of the cog they filled. I realize most of them aren't evil or bad. They're just petty. They're small. They're on ego trips. And I know that if I could really show them what I know, show them what I've discovered in life, show if they could experience what I've experienced, if they could see the things I've seen, and I know they've seen things I haven't seen that shape them, that this wouldn't have to happen. All of this wouldn't have to go down this way. But I know this. I'm a good person, and I love liberty, and I love life. And I must oppose the works of darkness, the works of the New World Order. That's who I am. That's what I do. It isn't even a conscious decision. It's in my bones. It's in my guts. But seeing things accelerating, unraveling, coming closer to hot oppression, not cold creeping oppression, but hot oppression, explosive oppression. It forces me to really get real and to want to get on my knees to God and repent. Repent for things I've done, for thoughts I've had. Repent for how weak I am. And repent for everybody else's weakness. I mean, I try to be honest with myself. I try to face evil. I try to face evil in the world. I don't engage in Crime Stop. I don't engage in rationalizing what's going on. And I'm so alive, I almost can't stand it. You know what I mean? It's just, to understand, to know, I think there's a passage somewhere in the Bible. The beginning of wisdom is sorrow. You guys pull up that exact passage, wisdom and sorrow, Bible verse. Because I can see all the beauty in the world. The evil controllers can see it as well. I mean, how many times on air? Hundreds? Have I talked about how there's all this creeping corruption and oppression and injustice and bullying that goes on in the world? But it's all mixed in with beautiful trees and the blue sky and sunshine and the light, cool spring wind and the smell of flowers. And not just the birds singing, but wheeling through the sky. We have at our house a bunch of swallows, little blue back swallows with little gold bronze chest, and they nest every year and have their babies. And the babies, I've lived in the same house about 3 years, and so now I know several generations of the birds, so they all like us and know us and land just a foot or two away from us and look approvingly at us. And it just makes me want to cry. But it isn't physically crying. I'm crying in my heart. And I just want to protect all the innocent things, all the good things. I mean, I've been raised in this evil world. You've been raised in this evil world. And it gets more and more wicked by degrees every minute as we get sucked into a black hole of death and destruction. I mean, look at world history. We know where we're going. It's like we're in a motorboat going 80 miles an hour across a lake towards an island with big rocks. And I'm saying to people, look where we're going. We better slow down. We better change course. And there's this slight memory. This slight memory of cowardice. It's a nostalgia. It's a alternate reality nostalgia of what if I would have just been a rancher or a salesman or a professor? What if I never would have been involved in any of this? Then I wouldn't be in the danger I'm in right now. But instantly, I realize that's not even my own thought. It's not a heartfelt thought. It isn't who I am. It's just my brain analyzing the past. I am the person that made these decisions. I wouldn't have met my wife if I hadn't taken the course. I would have a different wife or different children. In eternity, I am who I am. In eternity, I made the decisions I made. In eternity, I put it all on the line as best I could. And I put it all in God's hands. In eternity. And so, the course I'm on is set. My destiny, whatever God has in store for me, is set. And I want to reach out to all of you who are new listeners out there or who are working for the government right now, tuned into this radio show. I want to ask you to be still. This afternoon, tonight, tomorrow, to close the shades, to sit in a chair in the twilight and realize we are at the twilight of our civilization, our society right now. If we don't turn back soon, ladies and gentlemen, if we turn back, it's going to be hell on earth. If we don't turn back, it's going to be the likes of which humanity has never seen. And everyone knows that in their gut. And a lot of you just keep your head down on the government. You just try to do your job. You try to not be evil. And that's what's holding back the evil, is people outside the government and in the government and people inside the corporations and outside the corporations, inside these gangs, these corporate systems who haven't given yourselves over to peer pressure to go along with corruption. And so all the movie stars and shows like 24 and all these programs tell you the new hero does torture. The new hero is bad. The new hero does evil things, but for a greater good. They are attempting to traffic in your soul. I mean, have you read in Revelations, the great merchants of the world trafficked in the souls of men? They traffic in brainwashing you from birth, in conditioning you, into destroying who you would have been. And so I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to be killed. God forbid. I love my children more than anything in the world. But it's in God's hands. They're not going to have a future if I don't fight these people. You're not going to have a future if we don't fight these people. And I want those evil individuals who haven't fully given themselves over and hardened their hearts to corruption, if any of this is reaching you, it isn't too late to turn back. It isn't too late to look around you at the majesty and the mystery of the universe. Last night I was out under the stars. It was one of the clearest nights in years in the city. And I was looking at the moon and Saturn and Mars and Orion's belt and the cool wind and the green grass and just the smell of the life going on around me and how good it is. I mean, we know what's good and we know what's bad. And we know black helmets and ski masks is bad. We know cameras in the schools and in the laptops watching us is bad. We know the government lying incessantly and robbing and stealing is bad, and we know it's getting worse. And the most important thing I can say to people out there that serve the dark side is the media and the culture have sold the dark side as powerful and as commanding. Look at all the villains. They're handsome, they're smart, they're powerful. They're Darth Vader. And so from a young age, children identify with that. They identify with Cobra Commander, and 20 years later, they wear a Cobra Commander uniform. It's now the police uniform. And the Pentagon admits it's all pre-programmed. This is declassified. It's pure evil. They have taken who you are and they have twisted it and turned you into an artificial psychopath. They've robbed you of all the discernment and all the gentleness that you would have had. Because there is a duality. You know, you'll find, not just in human psychology, but in all mammal behavior, you know, the more aggressive species, the stronger species, also are more loving with their pack or their herd or their group. Because if they weren't, if they didn't have that loving side, they would turn those predatory instincts against their own species. And so humans have this as well. You are much stronger when you are in tune with the love. You're not weak. I mean, this system is driven by fear. These FBI agents and ATF agents and all of them, they're scared to death for their lives. All they've got's their worldly things and their ego. And once they give into it, all it is avarice and envy. And it's the same for the general public. And there are better things in the world that will actually fulfill you. And look, I'm not up here on a high horse. I'm not up here on the mountain like I'm some monk or something, or Buddha under a tree. I know you. I know you. Because I've been there. I know what you're thinking. I mean, my brain has a very dark side. I can see what you see, and I know it is not good. Evil is not sexy. Evil is sad. Evil is rotten. Evil stinks like a rotting carcass. Fidelity and honor and goodness and steadfastness and generosity is what we're really meant for. And changing our world is an inside job. Everything's an inside job. We have to change ourselves one person at a time. One thought at a time. It is that angel on one shoulder and that devil on the other. And it's that eternal fight going on in our psyches. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to go down this road. This country has never been perfect, but it's been the best example of human liberty in all of recorded civilization. And because we were reaching for something better and something truly wholesome, we have become the enemy of every parasite and every criminal and every individual who harbors the dark energies of Satan. And you're all tied together in your wickedness. You work together as an unseen hand. It's a spirit. You're clicking. You click, and you will forever be enemies of those of us that love the goodness, because we don't click. Now, a lot of you have been brought into evil, and through peer pressure, you've gone along with it. You've been manipulated into it. You know that in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, you want to move away from that black sunshine, that dark silver light of evil, and you want to move back towards God, that all-encompassing, warm, loving light that makes you feel totally fulfilled and strong and gives you a wisdom that spans the deepest corners of creation. if you could ever experience true goodness, you would never have a desire to run headlong towards evil. It is so fulfilling to be on a journey trying to be a better person. It's the heart. It's that you want to be good and you want to change and you want to see. You have to want to understand. You have to let God's discernment into your life. I'm going to stop preaching here. And I'm going to come back and get into the Moscow bombings. This great woman who stood up against the government child kidnapping rings, clearly murdered with her husband, state senator from Georgia, the CNN piece, and a lot more. Stay with us.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
I know in my gut that they murdered former state senator Nancy Schaefer. She was shot in the back, her husband in the chest. That's not how people murder, suicide. The media lied and said, oh, it was a suicide pact. Her husband had cancer. Her daughter said that's not true. And she was really investigating and working on CPS getting bounties for certain children. They literally go out grocery shopping for your children. This is, I just can't stand all these sickening, disgusting people that and all these hitmen and all these murderers and all these people that get off on what they do and just the government controllers that blew up the World Trade Centers in front of everybody. And I've got this Reuters article where they admit the U.S. is protecting the poppy fields and doesn't want to destroy them. That's Reuters. Again, 6 months ago or so, I heard BBC admit what I already knew. I was driving down the road listening to BBC on XM. And they were just announcing that, oh, well, they don't eradicate the poppies because then the farmers would turn to the Taliban. It was the Taliban that was destroying it. One group of the Taliban, the more modern Taliban, the non-CIA Taliban. I mean, they openly grow the opium, and we and opium's illegal in the U.S. because they want to keep the price up. I mean, this is all elementary. And they're making close to $500 million globally off heroin every year. It's $500 billion heroin cocaine in the U.S. alone. And they ship the stuff in, and they make it look cool. The media pushes it like it's cool, and while at the same time attacking it to make it look like it's the radical thing to do. So you'll use it. I mean, it's just a joke. It's all a sick joke. The government openly, I'm going to cover that story later. I mean, look at this. Indictment, militia members sought to levy war against U.S. in three states, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio, four states now, that they were going to, quote, levy war. And you can't believe a word of what the government says because they've been caught so many times that the leader, it will end up, in every case we've seen, is a government agent. And then challenge people. You're not a Christian. You're not a man unless you do this. And it's got the quotes in here where they reportedly in the affidavit said that their goal was to go out and kill a cop at a traffic stop. And then when more cops came, ambush them. What did I say a year ago and then every week since then? I said they're going, when Mayak report came out, when we got the Mayak report, I said they're going to stage attacks on police on the roadways. It's a perfect way to cover it up, perfect way to stage it, to then demonize any pro-Second Amendment or anti-New World Order groups. They're going to kill cops. I mean, it's elementary. Because I can go into the mindset of the enemy. I've studied him so much. And that's the worst part about this, is that I have to constantly focus on these people. And when you stare into the abyss, they say, watch out, you may become the abyss. When you dance with the devil, devil doesn't change, he changes you. It hasn't changed who I am at my core, but I have to think like these people. I have to know it's horrible. I'm in the mind of these people constantly. And I couldn't do it without God's help. God, help me. Just help me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know that most of you don't tune in to hear me wax philosophic. So I'm just going to cover this from end to end when we start the next segment per topic. I'm going to get into the CNN piece and my anger at them Friday and why I did what I did, because, well, I'll explain that in the next segment. Then I'll get into the militia situation, the setups. This only confirms everything we knew was already going to happen. And I'll break that down, the horrible murder, and the evidence is overwhelming out of the gates. They gunned him down in their house, shot her in the back, shot him in the chest. This is maybe one out of 50 people from what I've seen over the years tries to commit suicide shooting themselves in the chest. People shoot themselves in the head, ladies and gentlemen. Especially professionals. Sometimes you get white trash in people. Shoot themselves, say, with a 30-06 in the stomach. I know somebody did that. A drunken idiot. Didn't kill him. But no, professional, white-collar people especially, they shoot themselves in the head. And they certainly don't shoot their wife in the back. She was about to come out with big info. She tried to get a hold of us months ago about it. That's what I mean. I really kicked myself because, but you know what? I'm only human. I can't do all this. I can't do it all. You know, I read all this news, I analyze it, and then it's kind of like it isn't new for me when I get back up here on the air. That's how I tend to not get into a lot of news I talk about sometimes, because it's hard. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm trying to give you the methodology of what's going on in my brain and my personal struggles here. You know, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I talked to him last week. Let's remember to call him today. We're supposed to call him today or tomorrow. Get him on Thursday or Friday because he's moving. And, you know, he basically just said, I just can't focus on this and write two big columns every week on the evil and the government staging 9/11, Alex, and knowing that, you know, he's 71 and he just can't stand looking at it anymore. I understand. I totally understand. I understand. I can't blame him. And if more of you would get up off your hind ends and go out and take action and had faith in yourselves, we would beat these people overnight. But we're too concerned with our Xboxes and with the football games and with getting drunk with our neighbors, and Lord knows it's fun. Nothing like barbecuing and drinking beer. You know, I try to not drink, and I don't drink a lot, but I go off and on, you know, drinking because it's a distraction. I can dumb myself down for a few hours and kind of not worry about all this stuff. But I can't do that. I've gone 4 years without smoking cigarettes or drinking before. I'm trying to step it up. I'm trying to get really real with you, too. I mean, the last hour, I've been 100% real. I'm always real, but I kind of get fired up, and I get subconsciously angry at the system that I'm here having to rant for 4 hours. It's very tiring, so at a subconscious level, I get angry. And I get angry because I'm looking at all the stuff they're doing. I don't even want to read all these articles about cops out of control. It's pathetic. I hate looking at these videos of you beating women and kids up, people in wheelchairs. I mean, I don't even hate you. I'm disgusted by you. You make me sick. What kind of men are you?
A real man doesn't act like that. They got respect for themselves. You people make me sick.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
News for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, we just finished the first hour. We're now into the second segment of the second hour. We have a state representative coming on who's trying to pass a law in Idaho against naked body scanners in the state that violate privacy laws, child pornography laws. I mean, they're arresting parents that take photos of their three-year-olds in a bikini in a pool. But the government can record your naked children. And these TSA people are getting busted every week, raping children, reportedly raping children, printing off naked copies of women, laughing at their naked bodies, recording the movie stars' naked bodies, asking for autographs of it. They're going crazy all over the Western world, saying they're God and pounding their chest, saying, I have power. I mean, this is on the news. And in life, I've noticed that weak people who are cowardly and who have felt powerless their whole lives are the very worst people to give a badge and a gun to. It's important for real men, and that means loving, strong people who understand it isn't even courage. It's being who you are. It's spiritual. It's genetic. It's so many things. It's important for us to take our country and our world and our families and everything back and to be leaders. Now, look, I'm not perfect, so I want to be clear here. I'm not up on a high horse telling you that you're not strong, you're not good. I'm saying I'm bad as well. We all need to kick it up a notch and then kick it up another notch. And that only happens when you get right with God. And you notice now that we've lost God in our country, the Christianoid churches, I can't go in them. I feel a very strong presence of evil in them. It's important that we bring the spirit of good back into things. And it is a spirit. It's like a vibe in a room. You walk in a room, it's got a good vibe. Say you're walking around a hotel looking for a conference room where a conference is going on. You go in one room, it's got a bad feeling. Go in another room, it's got a good feeling. That's a spirit. It's an idea. It's a smell. It's a taste. It's a feel. And I feel the evil rising. And of course, all the indicators are there as well. Because we're rising. Good is on the march. We're having victory after victory. In all the polls, on every issue, whether it's open borders or banker bailout robberies or fake environmental takeovers or healthcare takeover, it doesn't matter. On every issue, the population is shifting. 35 years ago, over 60% of people were for abortion. Now it's over 60% against in every poll. On every issue, there is this mass. In fact, a majority of people have their head screwed on pretty straight and are in a struggle to be good people. They're in a struggle to be honorable. They're in a struggle to not be lazy. They're in a struggle to be strong. They're in a struggle to do the best they can in life. And there's that 35% or so who are on the wrong side of things, but they have a hunger to be in power positions. Good people don't until they realize they're threatened and everything good is threatened and that you have to go and engage these people. I don't want to interface with these people. I don't want to have to get up on the battlefield every day and look at these people and look at their arrogance and their worldliness and their enjoyment of all the bad works they're engaged in. I mean, it's not fun. But I'll tell you what makes it all worth it, that we are turning the tide against these people. And then I see the light of goodness and honor. You know, I don't like being praised, and I don't like people adoring me. But when I do go to a gun show or to an event, and just the look in these people's eyes and how good they are and how wholesome they are and how they care and how they're involved, and it's night and day going to some business meeting, which I rarely do, but sometimes I get talked into it, and being around all these worldly people in sharp suits who've got perfect etiquette and know how to all, you know, be fake and shake hands and act cool and talk about golf and the right sports teams and make jokes. It's not real. And that's what this world is. It's about imposing a fake paradigm down onto the people by increments, twisting us, beguiling us, seducing us slowly until we're creatures of the dark side. Now, it'll take probably 3 segments to play all of this and stop it and comment on it. And then I'm going to get into the railway subway bombings in Russia. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband, clearly murdered. Indictment, militia members sought to levy war against U.S. raids in 4 states. And other raids we've confirmed in places like Tennessee. There's a special unit inside the NSA, this got declassified last year, that goes after 9/11 truthers and people in the government. And we got some evidence they fired a member of the NSA. And what they did is they went and spoofed his IP address. Well, they even did that. They went and got his address and info and posted it on his comments calling for violence, and they raided him. That's the type of stuff they do. I want to get into that. Probably just need to get that fellow on the show. There's more news articles about cops beating people up in wheelchairs because they won't stand up and follow the orders. And but I wanted to get into this CNN piece. I promised to spend all of Saturday and Sunday with my family, so that's why I didn't do the Sunday show. So I couldn't wait Friday night up here at the office until 10, 11 at night when Anderson Cooper had already had a show to be able to comment on it. So I commented on it beforehand. At about 2:30, CNN called here, 30 minutes towards the end of the show, and said, and I talked to him during the break, and they said, we're doing a piece tonight about you, and are you causing the violence? And you notice they had these raids over the weekend. They had provocateurs calling in last week, and they've had news articles everywhere saying I'm causing the violence and claiming I'm calling for violence, just lying. And they were giggling and laughing, and it's just so much fun to do what they do, because I'm not a human. I'm like some object out there they disagree with, and so Anderson Cooper has set me up for a show. I don't know. I think it's two or three times or more. I think it's three times or actually more. And I've been in the car in New York, when I've been in New York a few times, driving over to their studio and they turn it back around. Or I've been going down to the studio and they cancel it. And I said, let me guess, this isn't going to be live. And they said, no, it's going to air tonight. We want to interview you at like 4 o'clock, an hour after I'm off show, Central. So I had to rush downtown. And I said, let me guess, you're going to interview me 15 minutes, and I'm going to be in the program about me. It's about me for 30 seconds. And they said, they laughed and said, exactly, maximum 30 seconds. So I said, it's just to act like you're a journalist, and look, here's the bad man, here's the evil guy. But if I refuse, you're going to say I refuse to be interviewed, like I had something to hide. And they laughed at that and said, basically, yes. So I said, I'll come down there. I'll go down to the TV satellite uplink place. There's three offices. I'm on international TV every week, and it's usually three different offices. This is the same one Karl Rove uses. I saw him on Fox this weekend in the same studio with the Capitol behind him. But So it wasn't CNN studios. People sent me emails saying, this is fake. You didn't go be interviewed by CNN it's the end all be all. And I'm lying to say I was on CNN. Oh my gosh. You know, just mental illness. Heck, what's the name of that satellite office we were in Friday? Ray Guy. Yeah. And then one next door is PacSat. All you gumshoes, just call down there. It's called Ray Guy. Ray Guy Productions. Anyways, there's three satellite offices where they have satellite uplinks. And they've all got windows shooting out at the Capitol. It's on the corner of 10th and Congress, and 11th Street is right there, and there's the Capitol. In fact, I'd say 95% of the interviews, got to be more than 50 I've done on mainstream TV over the years. 90%+ have been there. There's some other place I've been on CNN from. It's got a satellite uplink off of what's the name of the big road? Bee Caves Road. That's how my brain works, though. I'm imaging all of this in the story and going over details that don't matter. We're going to come back, and I'll tell you why I got so angry at CNN. And a lot of these satellite places won't let you videotape. So I had Craig bring a little flip camera. Craig does a great job, but the camera works a little bit shaky. And I said, is it okay if we tape this? And the guys were fans. They said, sure. And we're like, darn, we should have brought a tripod and more. They said, can we jack into CNN? And I said, no, Craig, they're going to say no. And they said, yeah, they haven't agreed to your interview. So, no, we're not going to, we can't tape them. Plus, we didn't have a jack for the little phone thing. So we don't have their questions to me. But I'm going to play these clips and go back and tell you what their questions were. And it was just over and over again. Are you causing the violence? Are you causing the violence? They probably asked that 7-8 times. and then a couple other questions. So we'll play this, and I'll tell you why I got so angry with CNN straight ahead. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
I got one more silver dollar, and they're not going to catch me. No, they're not going to catch the Midnight Rider. Let's let this roll for a moment. right, let's go ahead and get into this CNN piece. So I get down there. They put me in the chair, and I hear people kind of giggling and laughing in the background, and they talk to me like I'm a joke. It's all real funny. And they know full well that I speak out against violence. They know full well the system is staging these events. But they enjoy their job manipulating people. It was one of the producers for Anderson Cooper, Joe something. We've got his name in there. And he just keeps asking, so, do you feel responsible for this? Are you calling for violence? Is this your fault? And then they ask questions like, well, some say you represent the Tea Party or you're a big part of the Tea Party. And I said, well, yeah, I think Newsweek got it right when they said I'm kind of the prophet of the Tea Party, because a lot of the ideas and things I put out are represented by the Tea Parties. But I said it's a very diverse group. Just so you know what these answers to these questions mean, because some of it isn't clear because you're not hearing the questions. They've got a professional camera aimed at me this way. My guy's sitting in a chair on the side, pretty far away because he couldn't be up on the stage. That's why it's shaky. He's zoomed in. He's about 15 feet away with a little flip camera. And they shoot good video, high def, but it shakes a lot at a distance unless you're just, you know, having it on a tripod. And he didn't. It was in his hand. And this video is mega viral on the internet. A lot of people are watching it because everybody cowers down to the media like they're the authority, they're God, and they, even congressmen and others, never lash out at the media, never call them out for what they are and who they are. I mean, you got CNN promoting the police state, the drug raids, the Patriot Act, supporting Obama and his torture. They were some of the biggest liars promoting WMDs. They cover the left-right paradigm. Fox covers the right, and CNN covers the left and poses as if they're these bleeding heart, loving people. Anderson Cooper is both an Astor and one other blue blood family. He's an intermarried super blue blood. He's one of the main heirs. He's admittedly CIA. He admitted he was CIA in college. And, I mean, here's a CNN, CIA, criminal news network, television show asking me if I'm violent and bad. And it's like a mental illness where we all ninny and go, I'm not bad, I'm not violent, I'm not racist, you know, and it puts us all on the defensive. We're not bad. Meanwhile, you've got the CIA, it came out in 2000, the Washington Post, literally run by the CIA. That's why they try to act more balanced. It's more sophisticated propaganda than, say, cartoonish Fox. And here they are with a CIA-run show with the host of it, CIA, Anna Astor, telling me I'm violent and I'm bad. So I got angry with them. And that's what happened. The video is linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You go through the tiles. It's been up 2 days now. You'll see the shot up there. And everybody, this is, I think, the most popular clip we've ever had. I mean, the feedback's almost 100% positive, and really people are getting it, that it's about challenging these people. And see, I knew that if I gave them those answers, they would probably never even air it because it wouldn't give them what they wanted. Me all up there saying, I promise I'm not violent. I promise I'm not racist. Oh, you're the authority. But because I was in their face the whole time, when I went home that night, kids went to bed, 9 o'clock came around, we turned on Anderson Cooper, and I said, it's never going to be aired. Now, because we've made a big public issue of it, it may. They weren't going to air that C-SPAN 9/11 symposium we put on. They said they were, and then it took them almost 2 months to air it. People are like, C-SPAN wasn't even there. Alex, you just made that up. But we're going to come back, long segment, and play this. Then I'm going to get into all the other big news issues, because the system is launching their attacks now. This is the start of the biggest attack on the Patriot movement, on freedom lovers, world over, that we've ever seen. This is it. So get ready. Start getting the word out now. And they're moving to shut down the web. It's all starting now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us.
And I'm super bad. Now I gotta move.
All right, I'm going to get back into the CNN and start playing the video and audio here in just a moment. Then we'll stop it and I'll comment so you know what their questions were. I remember most of them, but hearing my answers back and this will help me remember exactly what they were asking. But before we go any further, you can pre-order right now if you want to get it first. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It ships out on or before April 15th. Covers the whole New World Order, government drug dealing, all the perversion in Congress, how it's a pervert guild. It covers the roundtable groups, how the COG controls society. It really is a powerful film. You need to get it. And also supports us. You know, the videos wake people up. And then, of course, there's Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And I was watching the film again the other day. It comes out in the middle of April. And I was thinking to myself, how do I describe everything that's in this? How do we make more trailers that give people an idea of what's covered? Southern Poverty Law Center is out demonizing the film Camp FEMA that I consulted on and I'm in. We also sell it. and about how evil it is because they're scared of it. It proves the FEMA camps. Well, this goes even further. COG, FEMA camps, executive orders, riot police, InfraGuard, clergy response teams, media brainwashing, Hal Glenn Beck and others put out propaganda to lie and say that FEMA camps don't exist. I mean, it's 2 hours, 24 minutes, 25 minutes, or even longer, I think, with the credits. It's got Shooter Jennings, great music in it, along with some of the music the guys in the office made. And it's a powerful film, and it needs to be seen. And a lot of people are talking about FEMA camps that laughed at us 10 years ago. Folks are looking for the truth now. This is a film people will want to watch. This has got the death camps. This has got the FEMA camps and how they're taking over and how they're doing it. It's got the military trying to set my guys up. Nice, friendly, and jovial. Salt of the earth guys. Jason Douglas, Rob Dew, Jason Burmis. Just super nice, super polite to the troops. Hey, can we interview your public relations person about the military's involvement here? And then they call the police on them and say they're terrorists. And said, you're not going to be able to fly anymore. Your life's over. And laughed like they're not even humans. You know, they're treating us like we're not humans. Just threatening to ruin people's lives and put them in prison as terrorists. And it means nothing. It's like in Truth Rising, the video of these former police, we even learned their names, former detectives that work for Larry Silverstein, very dangerous guy, very creepy. And they're just out front the building on city land with a protest permit, which is a violation of the First Amendment, but they went and got the permit. And they come over and say, we're going to say you got bombs and you're going to go to prison as terrorists on video. They don't even care if they know you're videoing with a camera in their face. They're saying, get that camera out of my face. I know you're not a terrorist, but we're going to put you in jail as one. And then they call the cops, and the cops do what they say. These are guys who look more Goodfellas than Goodfellas. These are guys that look more Sopranos. You know, I always, before I traveled a lot to New York, I'd been there a few times as a kid, but I always thought movies about gangsters was like over-stylized, like, hey, what you going to do there? I'm not going to be able to, you're going to say you're a terrorist. Hey, I run the cops around here. Get over here, cops. That bag's a bomb. That camera's a gun. The cops grab the bag and the camera, and you're right, it is. And I mean, and I've had that happen to me in New York. Cops walk over and say, you're not going to videotape this Pier 57. I'm going to arrest you. Then they ask you a question. You answer it. I told you not to talk, boy. It's just like right out of Nazi Germany. But it's Goodfellas running Nazi Germany. Oh, and they all pick on each other, and they all live in a culture of fear. It's America is a cesspit. The scum rises to the top. You know what a cesspit is? It's the first stage of sewage treatment, where all the raw sewage, all the toilet paper, all the tampons, all the feces, all the urine, all the snot, all everything people cough up in the morning, it all just goes into a big stinking vat. And that's in a cesspit. You know, the temperature of the water might be 150 degrees because of all the bacteria and all the life going on in there. And it's just, it's all at the top, rotting in the sun. We're down here under it going, please, no, we want this to stop. And they're saying, you are tyrants. You are terrorists. You are bad down there. And the news is openly saying, yes, we are getting ready to take your pension funds for the private banks. It's good. And don't say you're against it or you're a terrorist. All right, I better get to this video. I said I would. The point is, order the videos, get them out to people. You need to see this. In fact, Duke keeps asking me to come direct the trailer with him. Tell Duke and his trailer, we need a longer trailer that shows them trying to set him up. I mean, this is hardcore. I mean, just the military, the police, they just walk up and say, yeah, you're terrorist. But in the case of Pittsburgh, it's like Southerners. But they have the same spirit, even act the same, like gangsters. Get you out of here. Instead, it's like, go wait right over there. And they come over. No, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they follow him in a car, call the police, and say, they were trying to blow up the base. We're not human. I mean, let me tell you, the police and military have been trained, just frame you. Boom. Just, they're not even a thought. Hey, three nice guys come up. Hey, we want to talk to you. Here's our information. Here's our card. Then they said, call your boss. So I call. They get on the phone. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm, yeah, Infowars.com. Yeah. No, we're media. I have a syndicated radio show. We're also on Channel 10 here in Austin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. So, I mean, all this went on and then with database searches, they find out what hotel they check into an hour later and call them and say, oh, yeah, we're the rental car place. We want you to bring that rental car back, probably so they can plant a bomb on them or something. And it had been all over the news, Alex Jones's team. I mean, that's the world we live in. And the guys are like, well, our car doesn't have bad brakes, but we'll bring it in tomorrow. And the guy goes, actually, I'm with the Pittsburgh PD terrorism investigation. He's going to be put on a list for life. We know you were trying to blow up the perimeter and ran from them, and we have it all on tape. I called the guy up, and I said, we're human beings, pal. I got his full name, and I said, you better not set our people up, or we're going to have to pursue criminal charges. But see, some little farmer in Iowa or something they set up, it doesn't have a media operation to defend themselves. God, these people are so evil, man. Just nice Americans get out of a car. Hey, the troops are here in town. We'd like to talk to your media person. Get out of here. We're going to call and say you're terrorist. I mean, think fundamentally how warped these people are. You don't think they aren't ready to run death camps? They'll just say you're terrorist. You don't think they aren't ready to take your house with the green police? All these people that will never have a job and are lazy video game heads, they can't wait to get their badges and guns, and they're getting them. In fact, we had that photo of Houston, of environmental police. In fact, we ought to pull that up and put it up on screen. Okay. Getting back to CNN. The only reason I said I would do the CNN interview was because I knew we could videotape it. But we brought a small camera in case the people at the place said we couldn't tape. I was saying if they refused, we were just going to leave because there was no point letting CNN twist or warp or edit whatever I had said. I had to have a record of it. So we shot it with a little flip camera. They were nice. Let us do it. That's fine. But we couldn't jack in. They wouldn't let us do that. And then CNN, it was real funny, trying to put me on the defensive, like we're causing violence when we're covering our corruption. So I threw it back in their face. And you can't hear their questions because, again, they were on a satellite feed hooked up to the big expensive camera that the satellite place owned. And I was there being asked the questions. But it's the content of the information that's powerful and really has captured people's imagination. You know, to understand that they don't control reality anymore. They're not the gods up on a... I'll tell you one of the big frauds of TV. CNN's top shows have like 1 million viewers. Their lesser shows, 200,000, 300,000. Some of their shows like 50,000. And they charge tens of thousands of dollars, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 in some cases for a minute ad. Meanwhile, this radio show has way more listeners than CNN. But when people watch it, it's godlike. It's so big. It's like Coast to Coast AM. Has 16 million listeners a night, about 3 million, 4 million listeners an hour. And they're maybe, what, 1/100th of the cost of CNN? Rush Limbaugh has over 10 million listeners a day, over 22 million a week total that tune in. And he's, I don't know, $3,000 a minute ad. CNN's $50,000, $100,000. It's a total fraud. I mean, what's worth more? 10 million listeners or 200,000, 300,000, maybe 400,000, depending on the night with Anderson Cooper. In fact, pull up Anderson Cooper's ratings. Most nights it'll pull up a rating service. Usually it's 300,000. I mean, some nights 500,000. This is pathetic. But they're all think they're God and think they're so big and think everybody has to bow down to them. No, I just went in there knowing what they were going to ask to throw it to them so they understood that we see through them. We see them. And let me tell you, the attacks on us really intensified after we put this up Saturday. Let's go ahead and start the tape. Go ahead.
You're my friend from CNN. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hit pause. Yeah. They're like, hi, Alex. Hi. Oh, you look nice. How you doing, buddy? And I went, oh, you're my friend, Joe. And he changed his tone and he goes, no, I'm not your friend. He was like, ah, hi. And I was like, oh, you're my friend. And he understood that I knew it was cynical and sarcastic and I was his quarry and he was the wolf and I was supposed to be the rabbit. And so I went, oh, you're my friend. And he goes, no, I'm not your friend. I'm Black Ops. He didn't say that last part. He said, I'm not your friend. I get off on manipulating people. I'm on a power trip. I sold my soul. I'm here to divide the country. That's what he said in his spirit, but his voice said, no, I'm not your friend. I'm not your friend, Jones. Literally, it was like, oh, hi, Alex, and no, I'm not your friend. Not your friend. Now, let's go back to it.
I know.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, Info Warriors. On the 26th day of March 2010, CNN called me, and they said, we want you to come in and do an interview and tell us if it's your fault that all this violence is happening against supposed congressmen and others in the government in the aftermath of Obamacare. And I said, let me guess, you're going to interview me for 10 or 15 minutes and then put 30 seconds of it on the news. And they laughed and said, that's exactly what we're going to do. And I said, fine, I'll come in, because if I refuse, you're going to say that I wouldn't come to the interview. Alex Jones refused to be interviewed for this piece. So I said I'd come in, but why did I really come in?
I should have told you guys, go ahead and skip ahead now, because I've already introduced all this. And then we put on screen, because this was done Friday, but Aaron finished it Saturday, that indeed they didn't air it. So let's go ahead and skip ahead. Here we go.
Well, we have the large central banks in Bloomberg calling for taking the population's pension funds and 401ks and investing it to prop up the derivatives bubble. That's what's generating the anger. I am personally angry, and so is the American people. I mean, 98% in many polls were against the banker bailout of 2008. So the corrupt system is stirring up anger. That's like saying, are you angry at Hitler in 1939 Germany because you're an angry person? No, I'm angry at Hitler because Hitler was bad. And so the system is manifestly corrupt, looting and robbing the people. They're ignoring the will of the American people. They're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so anyone who is a constitutionalist is upset, just like our founding fathers were upset. And so, you know, our military marches off and kills a million people in Iraq, and that's supposedly a good thing. And then Americans raise their voices, and the media acts like it's the end of the world. What's happening here is the mainstream media doesn't control perception anymore. They don't control reality. They're not up on the mountain telling us what we can and can't do. And so there's been this attempted demonization of the Tea Party movement and anybody who's criticizing the government, trying to tie them to a few radicals that are out there. And it's just not going to work. The American people see through this. But not just the American people, the people of Iceland, the people of Greece, the people all over the world who are tired of being robbed by the IMF and the World Bank and the private Federal Reserve. And so I am angry. I am angry. And so is the population. And we're rightfully angry. I have a lot of the same concerns as the, quote, Tea Party movement. But the Tea Party movement itself is very, very diverse. There's libertarians, there's classical liberals, there's conservatives. There's a lot of people that make up what you call the Tea Party movement. Then you have the attempt by the Republican Party to try to take over the Tea Party movement. So really, the Tea Party movement's a very, very diverse group. Well, let's be clear. I'm not like CNN and Fox promoting imaginary made-up WMDs in Iraq so that our military could go kill a million innocent Iraqis. So, no, I don't advocate for violence like the New York Times and CNN. I want to make that clear. I do believe in working through the courts, but also through the states, to have them nullify these federal laws on highways and on schools and on every issue and on medical issues. The federal government more and more is taking over the states. So I advocate the 9th and 10th Amendment powers of the state nullifying these unconstitutional federal laws. And I support getting rid of the 17th Amendment and bringing our senators back to the state level so they're controlled by the elected legislature. I don't advocate shock and awe like CNN did, okay? I don't have the blood of a million dead people on my hands. I'm not a fake liberal who poses like they're against war, if that's your question. I didn't kill a million Iraqis like those of you at CNN who push the lies. I'm not a murderer. I think the rhetoric of the mainstream media lying about WMDs has caused a lot of the loss of trust. I think that the banker bailout, they claimed the $784 billion was to unfreeze mortgages, and the next day they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going, we're not spending it on that. I think that's what's to blame for the rhetoric.
All right,
now, I also know that most...
We're going to come back and continue with it. You know, he's asking, are you causing the violence? Do you feel responsible? Do you feel like you're part of the Tea Party? What do you think of the Tea Party? Then he comes back with, are you causing the violence? Do you feel responsible for angering people? The broken record. And so it gets a little more heated coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this was shot off of a flip phone about 15 feet away, is why you hear some of that echo. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, we looked it up. The average CNN show has about 250,000 viewers. Anderson Cooper, now that he does stunts like swimming with great white sharks, some days has 900,000 viewers. The point is, they're legends in their own minds, and he is a Astor, and what's the other family? And Vanderbilt, and so is Tucker Carlson, and you've got Lord Rothschild's son, David Rothschild's now a TV star, and that's what the elites do for their kids, is we're taught how to worship them, and they go join the intelligence services and then become TV hosts lying to everyone. Just disgusting. They have these spiders trying to target me. And the other questions about why do congressmen get interviewed by you? And they tried to go tell congressmen, you know, why are you going on Alex's show as a way to divide everybody and say that's too radical they don't want these ideas going mainstream. They're trying to dictate reality. Let's continue.
And the next day, they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going. We're not spending it on that. I think that's what's to blame for the rhetoric. And I also know that most of these threats on congressmen and attacks on offices are staged. Here's the Denver Post from 08. Obama workers arrested attacking their own facility in a staged event to get sympathy. So, and I also think the mainstream media promoting the few attacks that have happened and hyping it are going to cause mentally ill, lone nuts to engage in more. And that's why the congressman who reportedly got his office shot up is now telling the media to stop hyping this. But the media knows exactly what it's doing. It's hoping a bunch of lone nuts hearing you talk about this 24/7 go out and commit more acts so that you can try to discredit the American people that are exposing the unconstitutional, out-of-control tyranny going on in Congress. But no, I think most of it's staged, just like all the campuses where they get caught painting fake swastikas up. This is all political warfare to demonize opposition to big government and tyranny. No, but that's a loaded question. It's like, well, let me ask CNN, have you ever advocated violence? And yes, we know you have. I have said that if they're loading people on FEMA trucks to take us to death camps, and they have legislation in Congress to allow the arrest of U.S. citizens, the Belligerent Act, that Americans have a right to defend themselves, just like Germans have a right to defend themselves from Hitler. But I am against offensive action because we're winning peaceably and politically. The country is waking up. I have always spoken out against violence, and the last 3 months, I have predicted that the establishment would stage fake attacks against itself as a pretext to demonize their opposition. You guys can't change the subject off of this health care bill and the fact that it doesn't cover children with pre-existing conditions, that members of Congress and of the executive branch have been selectively made to not be part of the program and to be exempt, or the fact that it cuts Medicare and Medicaid and that the insurance companies wrote the bill. That's the big dirty secret, is the insurance companies actually wrote much of this bill, and that's why their stock's way up right now. And they are the ones that advocate the political violence, the tasering, the naked body scanners, the pushing the American people trying to break our will and turn us into slaves like the people of communist Russia or Nazi Germany. And so it's the system squeezing and squeezing and squeezing the American people that is pushing some of the American people into acts of desperation. But I tell those people watching, do not do that. Be like Mahatma Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world, be nonviolent like Martin Luther King, and we are going to overturn the despotic system that is in this country. We are going to take it back, no matter how many staged terror attacks the government carries out, like Oklahoma City and 9/11. You will never stop the truth, and you cannot stop the truth. It is out there, and ideas are bulletproof. Myself or Ron Paul? I think the New York Times and Newsweek and several other publications got it right when they said that I am basically the prophet of the Tea Party movement, and that's because my ideas of the Constitution influence the largest spectrum of people represented by the Tea Party, but it goes much deeper than that. So, yes, I think that I'm a good person to interview, but other people are important to interview as well to find out what we really think, what we're really saying. The problem is the media puts it all in little sound bites. I want stability. I want to fix this country. I want to get the out-of-control corporate behavior back in check. But it's not going to happen because these arrogant, hubris-filled politicians and the Fortune 100...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't. waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have now reached the halfway point in the syndicated radio transmission. Thank you for joining us. We are simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, I'm going to finish up with the CNN event that happened Friday. See, they're not God anymore. Before, they could just do that 15-minute interview, never release it, or take sound bites out of context. But I'll guarantee you, this video's gone so viral, 100,000 views just on one channel with the two videos, just in the or more than 100,000, just in the last day and a half, that a month from now, it'll be over a million. So this video will be seen more than Anderson Cooper's show was that night. And that's what scares the system. I can make a film like The Obama Deception, over 50 million views for free. You can buy the DVD and support us if you want. The point is, or see it in higher quality at prisonplanet.tv. The point here is they don't control reality. And we're here challenging them. Again, I'm going to get into all the other news. I haven't even really started getting into it. It's amazing. The subway bombings, the lady exposing the CPS senator from Georgia being murdered with her husband. All these militia arrests, the demonization, saying we're going to attack, the Tea Parties are terrorists. I mean, they're really getting ready. And I told you this would come in March and April. Here we are. I could see all their preconditioning. I know when they start the conditioning, how long it's going to be generally. And here I am saying big terror attacks or a whole bunch of small ones coming up in April. They're going to blame on us. They blame cop killings on me. CNN's trying to produce pieces on me right now about Alex Jones. I don't know. They were planning to arrest me this weekend or something. We've had some other stuff going on, set me up for something. We're not sure, but just pray for us, folks. But this means I'm getting the job done, that they're coming after me like this. There's a little bit of this clip left of part one, and we'll come back and play the last 5 minutes, part two, and then I'm going to shift gears into other news. I'm going to give the phone number out on any of the issues that you wish to discuss. I mean, I hope it's on the militia arrest. I hope it's on this poor woman being murdered, Ms. Schaefer. I hope it's on the suicide bombing. It's all this police state news I've got is insane. Tucker Carlson going on The Daily Show saying people that think Jews did 9/11 like Jesse Ventura. See, the feds run the white supremacist, and they always parrot that and attack anybody that doesn't exclusively cover that because they believe that's politically unpalatable, and so that will demonize and shut down 9/11 truth. It's not going to work, but Ventura has said he doesn't know who did 9/11, but those buildings were surely blown up. And though that they're now, I mean, he could definitely sue Tucker Carlson, you know, saying Jesse Ventura says Jews did it. So that's coming up. And again, notice it's always the media making the Jew jokes. The media always putting out Jew, especially on Comedy Central. They know what they're doing. Let's go ahead and finish the clip.
As well, to find out what we really think, what we're really saying. The problem is the media puts it all in little sound bites. I want stability. I want to fix this country. I want to get the out of control corporate behavior back in check. But it's not going to happen because these arrogant, hubris filled politicians and the Fortune 100 know how to manipulate the population and believe they're in total control. And now they've committed everything to this banking world government takeover. And so we're in an emergency situation here.
All right. Continued in part two. There's about 5.5 minutes left. We're going to come back. I'm going to try to just play it in one swath, comment after, and then plunge into the news. Again, the websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. April 15th and April 21st, we're premiering two films at PrisonPlanet.tv in the month of April. We're simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now for viewers. I want to thank all the members out there that really supports us. Plus, it's a great place to download all the documentaries in higher quality and the TV shows and share them with friends and family. It's all about the InfoWar, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Militias have been raided in five states now. Alabama added to the list. That's coming up. Remember a supposed Alabama militia called for throwing rocks through windows? I wonder if the leader that called for all this is going to go to jail, or will it be found out that he's a federal informant? Like Hal Turner, or like Tim McVeigh. Will it come out he's CIA like Lee Harvey Oswald? That's now been declassified. We're going to cover all this. Tis the season. They're passing all these unconstitutional, unpopular, illegal things. They're going to stage events and provocateur events to turn it around against us. And the media is going to blame yours truly, their number one enemy now. Pray for us. But it's because we're effective that this is happening. This is a blessing, actually. All right, here I am being interviewed by the producers. They're asking questions. Again, if you just joined us, there's no audio from this. We shot this with a flip phone in the studio. I'm in Austin. They're in New York. Anderson Cooper. And they just keep saying, are you causing the violence? Are you causing the violence? And I mean, think about it. You got CNN, who was the biggest group along with Fox, pushing WMDs in Iraq, and they knew it wasn't true. It's come out. The Pentagon and CIA literally run CNN. They just pose as liberals to cover up what they're doing. It's left-right manipulation. And it's angry to me to have these people that go to their cocktail parties and feel like they're great liberals when they're really a bunch of propagandists helping to destroy our country and pushing the banker bailout takeover and the carbon taxes. I mean, these are really despicable people. I'm angry at them. They're destroying my country. They're taking my freedom. They're aiding and abetting the corporations that own them. And it makes me angry that they're there trying to imply I'm bad and I'm evil. And they're going along with this talking point that I'm basically a terrorist. Here it is.
Oh, absolutely. Distrusting your government, hating.
Back it up. As soon as I heard that, I remember this question. They said, there's a new term called hatriots. What do you think of the term hatriots, and are you a hatriot? And here is my response.
Oh, absolutely. Distrusting your government, hating despotism and corruption is as American as apple pie. I mean, have you read George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin? I absolutely hate it when the cops shoot a handcuffed youth in the back and then cover it up. I absolutely hate it when trillions of dollars are stolen in the banker bailout and then the Federal Reserve won't tell us where the money went. I love my country. I love my Constitution. I love my republic. But I hate and fear the corrupt foreign corporate interests that have hijacked our nation and are using the government as a tool to loot and suck our country dry like Argentina or Nigeria or Greece. And so absolutely, I hate Hitler. I hate Stalin. I hate Mao. I hate Fidel Castro. I hate Pol Pot. I hate all despots. And by any historical yardstick, America is sliding quickly into full-bore scientific 21st century tyranny. And you better believe I hate seeing my country, where I have three children, being destroyed and bankrupted by design, and watching Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, and Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, and Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England, all say global government is here, run by banks, and they're going to levy carbon taxes on it. And then mainstream news runs pieces saying we're crazy, world government doesn't exist. You guys still think you've got the people bamboozled and conned. You don't. They see the world leaders calling for world government, and then they see you saying it doesn't exist, and that's why you're losing all credibility. So keep pushing it, because the American people are awake, CNN and Fox and MSNBC and all of you who sit there on the perches of the false left-right paradigm with this false debate going on where you try to sucker people in to your false reality. It's over. The people are awake, and the New World Order needs to back off and realize they should cut their losses now, because the awakening is on. What I said was, Denver Post, we know Democrats have staged attacks on their own facility.
Back that up a few seconds so that question makes sense for people. Then the interviewer says, oh, so you think this is all fake? You think this is all staged? And I said, no, the Denver Post reported, remember last Friday I showed you the Denver Post, AP, a bunch of other articles, where Democrats have staged attacks on their own offices all over the country. That was just one example. And so, again, they were trying to ignore the fact that I was showing them a mainstream admission and arrest that had been made. And they were trying to basically change the subject. Continue.
The order needs to back off and realize they should cut their losses now, because the awakening is on. What I said was, Denver Post, we know Democrats have staged attacks on their own facilities as part of a frame-up before, and I believe a lot of this is exaggerated and hasn't happened. Sure, 300 million people in the nation, a lot of them angry, you better believe some real things may happen. But I know 9 times out of the 10, when I've studied these things, it's been admitted that it was a staged event. So again, my rhetoric is the truth and is waking people up. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Okay? That's like criticizing people in Germany that were criticizing Hitler, saying, are you causing the brown shirts to go out and beat people up? There's a lot more government violence and IRS thugs coming with guns to take people's houses than there are people throwing bricks through windows, and most of that's probably staged. Well, I was told by some of your producers that this piece is also about, why are our congressmen coming on my show? I mean, they can go on anybody's show they want. If they don't have to agree with me or disagree to be able to come on my radio show. And what I've seen the mainstream media, the dying dinosaur media do, is attempt to condition the public that it's not acceptable for different political groups and organizations to associate with each other. And that's another attempt by the establishment-controlled corporate media to set the parameters of debate and to attack congressmen who've come on my radio show. This has been done over and over and over again because the establishment knows that the true populist message of freedom and liberty and smaller government is resonating, and so they're attempting to paint it as radical so that more mainline Americans don't join it. But that's already happened. The American people are in the process of waking up right now, and a lot of congressmen come on my radio show to promote different legislation they're pushing, like auditing the Fed, or to tell us about you know, things that are happening in Congress. And the reason we have congressmen on the show is so that they can give us an inside view on what's happening in the Capitol. Same reason you interview congressmen. Well, that's a ridiculous oversimplification. There are probably 15 or 20 members of the Congress that I do support who are constitutionalists. I'm not opposed to all government. I'm not an anarchist. And I've had
hit pause. Backing up about 5 seconds. That question was, well, if all government's bad and you're for zero government and you hate all the Congress people, why do you have them on your show? Now, this is sophomoric. This is fifth grade level. But it's designed for the dumbed down public that still gets their news from CNN. And I said, that's ridiculous. There are 15 or more people that are good in Congress, but I would interview people I disagree with as well. See, it's this idea that congressmen are coming on the alternative media because they told me Ron Paul refused to be on this show. Their program. And so did other congressmen. And CNN, when we had Gohmert on, attacked him for several weeks off and on Nut of the Week and Kook of the Week, or those different specials they have. What's it called? Wing Nut of the Week, yeah. And again, don't go on Alex's show. Don't give him credibility. Don't. It's the information that has the credibility. These congressmen know where the audience is. And it's so sophomoric when during the campaign they'd ask Ron Paul, why do you go on Alex Jones' show on Fox, CNN, everywhere? They're also trying to, at a primitive level, break us up thinking that if they don't come on my show, I'm not going to support them. I'd support Ron Paul if he came on the show or not. Ron Paul's been on this show probably close to 100 times the last 14 years. I've been interviewing him every month or month and a half. In the last 6-7 years, before that, 2-3 times a year. I mean, how many times is that? 60 times? 70 times? I don't know. Interviewed him a couple times on video. I mean, it's just sophomoric mind control. Let's finish it up.
I are constitutionalist. I'm not opposed to all government. I'm not an anarchist. And I've had congressmen and women on who I disagree with. So it's ridiculous. I don't say they're all crooks, but the leadership, by and large, are bought and paid for, and many of them are crooks and are doing things that are illegal and unconstitutional. You bet, guys. Take care of yourselves. And let me just add one more thing. I dare you to put this on television. I want to say hi to the little blue blood Astor Anderson Cooper. And I want to say hi. He admittedly was CIA. And I want to ask Anderson, hey, cover why CNN and BBC reported Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it fell with total precision. Oh, you guys announced that little script a little early, didn't you? Oh, yeah, that little Reuters script that MI6 sent on over. Look, the truth's out there, and everybody needs to choose a side. Are you going to be on the side of the murdering military-industrial complex, or are you going to be on the side of the American people? If the government of this country lied to kill over 1 million Iraqis with fake WMDs, do any of us think that any of our lives mean a rat's behind to this establishment? This is real tyranny. We're in trouble. I'm sounding the alarm, just like 1775, 1776. If the Redcoats come marching down the road and open fire on the American people, it's their right to defend themselves. But I'm not calling for any offensive actions. I'm calling, like Malcolm X did, for people to be able to protect themselves in this country from scum at CNN. Good job killing those Iraqis with your lies. You take care.
I shouldn't laugh. It's very serious. But they need to be rebuked. They need to be exposed. People need to get in their face for all the things government and media have done, all this corruption and evil. I mean, this is serious, serious business. And CNN is part of it. CNN helps sell all this murder and all this tyranny. The blood is on their hands. They're a dangerous group now setting me up for a big fall. They're coming after me. You understand that?
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm going in the next segment to get into all these militia arrests, the bombing in Russia with reported suicide bombers. It looks like false flag is the early indicators and earmarks. The signature of the attack. We are also going to get into the sad murder, and it should be a murder investigation, former Senator Nancy Schaefer in Georgia, who'd come on this show repeatedly and was tracking the CPS involved in kidnapping children for sale. So that is coming up. Towards the end of the broadcast, I'm going to play a clip that's up on prisonplanet.com of a gentleman Friday at one of the Tea Party events with Palin in Arizona, a Ron Paul supporter, and all he reportedly did was start saying, you're not a real conservative, you're not a real conservative. And the Tea Partiers tackle him, slam him to the ground, are jumping on his head, and the police come over and help them. So vigilantism. He didn't resist. They could have told him to leave. These are not real public events. They attack hecklers savagely. Nothing more evil than a Ron Paul supporter who's a real conservative and who's anti-war when the wars are illegal and undeclared and fraudulent. So that's coming up, and I want to play the clip of where George Bush had me arrested, but at least they didn't tackle me or beat me up. They did hurt my arm by twisting it behind my back. I didn't resist. They said, give me your hands, and I went like that and was let out. And they said, okay, we're throwing the book at you, until they got a call. They said, get off the radio, get on cell. And the cop driving me said, the governor says release him? The governor? George W. Bush at the time was 98. And so, oh, but not for an hour? Oh, you'll call me when to let him go. Okay. That was real nice by Williamson County. They dropped me off on the county line. Luckily, my office was near there at the time. It was up north. But I want to tell this story before I get into the news and then take your calls. Number one, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. The information I'm about to cover is so important that I hope you'll pay attention to it. And I'll try to be as brief as possible, but seeing it and it really coming home to me, the level of matrix-like control we're in. Yesterday, I took my children to the hike and bike trail, all three of them, toddler on my shoulders, the 5 and 7-year-old running in front of me. And we hiked down to one of the innumerable creeks that feed into Bull Creek. And I went to one of the smaller entrances. There were probably only 15, maybe 20 cars parked there. Some of the big points people go to, big entrances to all the hike and bike trails around Austin. A lot of this is hilly areas, so they can't build houses. So they have city hike and bike trails. And it was the control freak nature and how mentally ill and weird and twisted the people were. And I've been going on Austin hike and bike trails since I was 5 years old. We'd come down here a few times a year. And sitting around grandma's house, you know, for 4 or 5 days would get boring. My parents took me to hike and bike trails. And since high school, I used to go to these things every day. But things are changing. It's like the Matrix mind control. Or maybe I just ran into a particularly bad pack of people. Now, you have to understand, this is gravel path. And they also cut up cedar trees and make like a turf. So it's not rugged at all. There's a few places where there's, you know, stone steps carved into the stone. And we park our car. We start walking, and there's this old lady with her husband walking behind her. And you could tell she wore the pants. And she goes, oh, it's rough down there. I don't know if you should take that baby. And I kind of ignored her, and she said, And then so my kids ran on, and I went on down the path, and then I noticed she was following me and looking at me. I mean, and maybe she recognized me, and I'm a thought criminal. And it's like a jailhouse rat or something. And I get down there, and there's one sign that says, please stay off, you know, please stay on the path. You know, in certain areas where they've planted trees or whatever. I mean, you'll see one of these signs every 200 yards or so. And so we get down the little creek, and my kids are there dropping rocks in and going, ooh, look, you know, and look, oh, fishy. And I hadn't seen the old woman and her husband stalking me back there for a while because they were leaving, and they turned around and came after us. And this lady comes by with her husband. He's walking behind her. He doesn't talk. She's giving all the orders. And it really hit me. I mean, I know the feminist program. I know how it works. But, my God, man, it's not all women, but it's certainly these women. When we come back, I'm going to finish this story, folks. It gets so weird. I mean, it gets weird. And the population is all being dominated. They want to dominate somebody. They want to boss somebody. And I'm telling you, this is one big plantation. You've got house slaves everywhere. And I guess they don't like a halfway good-looking man with, you know, great-looking children. And we were all out having a great time, and they were all real quiet. Everybody was real, we're in trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Okay, so I'm about 500 yards down the hike and bike trail. And everyone of like 8-9 groups that came by me were neurotic weirdos. Now, my children in a little stream going into a bigger stream down a little hill are sitting there, and these kids run up, probably 7 and 9, two boys, with their mother giving orders and marching around, the husband behind her being real quiet. And she's like, "You're not allowed to get in that water. This is environmentally sensitive." And the kids are screaming, "I hate you. I hate you." And you can tell she's never disciplined them, and they're doing all this weird stuff. And they're like, those kids aren't supposed to be in there. But like, I'm not there. But, you know, saying it to her husband and kids. The husband's not talking. They go on down the path. And you can go down some gravel to a larger stream. And my two bigger kids go down there. I'm up there with the toddler playing in the stream. Now, oh, look, leaf down the stream. And then I look back over my shoulder, and that old woman's walking up looking at me and going, and walks by, and her husband's going, the old man's going, like that, like, And I'm thinking, no, don't be paranoid. This can't be happening. And then the other family comes back, and the wife's going, they're not supposed to be down there. They're not supposed to be in there. No, boys. And the guy pulls out his iPhone and starts taking pictures of me and my kids, and is sitting there going, and they've got these, what's the thing we showed? It's a big website the government promotes where you tattle on environmental crimes. New website allows you to tattletale. And it's not even things that are crimes. It's leaving lights on in businesses. Remember we showed that about 2 months ago? And I don't know what he was doing. He was taking, and I'm not going to have a confrontation. I know the creek goes on down, so I get my kids and I go further down into the woods. There's nobody around here. I can be here on the side of the path and let my kids sit there by the stream, and which is everybody does, except this body snatcher day they weren't. And there's no rule against it. And here comes the old lady again. She's following me, and then she'll walk past, and she's off in the woods looking at me, and they're talking. And then some more yuppies come by with their kids, and I try to talk to them. You know, they stop right beside me, and I'm like, oh, look, you know, pretty streams, a lot of rain this year. They're like, are you allowed to be in the stream? And now it's really getting weird. And I didn't talk about it, but about a month and a half ago, I was at the Port Aransas jetty, and it's concrete paved about half the way out. I mean, it's like walking down a sidewalk. And it's my mom, my dad, my wife, and my three children, and I've got the toddler on my shoulders, except when she wants to walk, we'll let her down. And it's a still, beautiful day. Pelicans are fishing, you know, catching fish, and it's just so beautiful, and we're out there. And people keep walking by going, is it safe to have that child out here? And after the third or fourth time, I said to a lady, it was always women, I said, ma'am, do you see all these other people out there with kids? My dad would take me out here. This is a jetty. People come out here and fish. It's a giant granite jetty, concrete paved. I'm taking my kids out. I've got it on my iPhone. We ought to load that up and show it with pelicans flying around, white and brown pelicans. And it was so clear you could see sea turtles swimming around. Dolphins were everywhere. I mean, it was just beautiful. And then my toddler tends to fall asleep at about noon. She's not really taking naps every day now, but around noon. So she's on my shoulders. We're walking back the 150 yards or so on the jetty. And it's a beautiful sunny day. And she's conked out, you know, falls asleep with her head resting on my head. And people start running over going, is she okay? Did she get hurt? And my mom's been noticing this. She jogs on the hike and bike trail, and she has a French bulldog, and they naturally have bob tails. And she has people say to her, but she's not human. They'll run by and go, what did you do to her tail? Or what did you do to its tail? And this happened a few times when I had a dog who got out of the fence. He's dead now. Helmet, German Shepherd, Irish Setter mix. I had him back in college. He died just a few years ago. And he got out under the fence, got hit by a car, and I knew he had escaped, so I was running out looking for him, driving around, found him about half a mile away, laying up on the sidewalk, bleeding, hit by a car. And I took him to the vet. They wanted to amputate his leg, thought he would die. I said, no, don't amputate it. I'd give him massages and stuff, and most of the leg came back, and he'd swing it when he ran. So this would happen, and they'd say, oh, what's wrong? Is there something in his paw? Did you do it? Did he hurt you? See, these are control freaks, and they're all environmentalists, you'll also notice, because they have to say everybody is bad. Yeah, it's called EcoSnoop, EcoSnoop.com. EcoSnoop is not Big Brother. And then it's got them tattling on everyone. There it is on screen. Good job finding that so quickly, guys. In fact, you might want to pull up some of their videos where they're tattling. They're going, I'm here at this rest stop, and it looks like these bushes are untrimmed. That is environmentally bad. I mean, there's hundreds of videos on there of the eco snooping. But it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Oh, you hurt your dog. Oh, you hurt your kids. I mean, you yell at your kids now. They call the police on you. And I know I'm digressing, but this is an important subject. And we are a mentally ill, domesticated TV head population where these yuppies are so uncomfortable being in nature. And they're just going around. And I guess it's because I'm in a good mood, because I noticed they were all real quiet and upset. And the women were all bossing their husbands and kids around. And I just see that everywhere now. It's an upside down world with these crazy neurotic, you know, they're on Prozac, you know, their kids are on Ritalin. And the old lady's a weirdo and her husband's walking behind her like she's the Queen of England. And I notice all these men walk behind their wives. And I remember when I dated a lot of different women in college, some would get mad because I'd be walking in front of them and I'd open the door for them, but I'd, you know, kind of, I'm the boss. And I'm not telling them what to do, but of course there's a lot of women, that's what they like. Cause, you know, but I mean, it's the opposite. It's the woman is the boss and the woman decides everything. And then the women are so unhappy because they're not, that's not the order of things. This is not what they like deep down, but this is what they believe. And these men, the men did not talk, only the women talked. And I kept, and by the end, I was walking by groups and just waiting to hear a man talk. And the women were all shouting orders and bossing people around. Oh, bring that baby down here. Just nuts. You know, I talk to friends of mine and things that are having trouble with their wives or girlfriends. And I say, look, have you tried being the man? And some of them try and they go, my God, my wife's happy now. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, again, these women would love to run death camps. They'd love to put everybody, they'd love to take your property. They'd love to take your house. I mean, they're a bunch of sick freaks and their men are a bunch of sick freaks. And he was going to satisfy his wife. I thought he's not taking photos of my kids down there because I'm looking at him. And then he looks at me and they're talking about us. So they're not supposed to be down there. They're not supposed to, but they don't address you. It's like some weird cowardly thing. Like if they just, look, there it is. Gas station with lots of lights on during the day. You notice it's totally rainy and dark out there. So they automatically kicked in because you need to have light. So it's a dark day, but it says, oh, looks like dusk. The ground is wet. You can see storm clouds off in the distance. So the automatic lights kick on and they're, oh my gosh, oh, call the police immediately. The green police, na, na, na. Remember that? And we laugh about this, but listen, it got worse. It got worse. Then I'm getting all the news. About twice a week when I take my kids out, I'll get them a roll of Lifesavers. It's got corn syrup, but it's a treat. I go in this big, nice gas station in our neighborhood. And I'm sitting there going, is this all your gum? Because every brand. And they've got one brand of bubble gum that doesn't have aspartame, which is the feces of a genetically engineered bacteria. And I'm going, hey, man, this has all got aspartame. Can you guys get some stuff in the store? As a consumer, I'm supposed to talk to fellow humans and communicate at the market. And the guys are all fans behind the counter. Day, night, shift, doesn't matter. And I'm sitting there. And I'm saying, I've got toddler on my hip. I got my two kids. Stay right here. Busy parking lot out there. And they're going, I want this. I want that. And I go, look, honey, this has aspartame that a genetically engineered bacteria creates. The Pentagon developed it in 1968. Rumsfeld got it approved in 81. It's a chemical weapon that's also very addictive. And some guy goes, oh, come on, who's buying a 12-pack of beer at the checkout counter. He's like, oh, come on. And I went, no, sir. When you get home, Google aspartame manufacturing process. And I said, look, every one of these says aspartame. That, you know, they wanted gum, but I had to only give them Lifesavers and Tic Tacs because they didn't have aspartame in it. And I said, why suddenly does 99% of the candy have aspartame in it, even when it's sugar gum? This is not sugarless. And some other guy starts laughing. And so I just start preaching. I said, listen, as a human being, I'm supposed to talk to you. I'm supposed to warn you. I care about all of you. I want to warn you. And the guys are kind of getting comfortable. And they go, yeah, Alex, we appreciate it. Okay. And so I get the Tic Tacs. I get the bottled water. I get the Lifesavers. But then I saw the other side. Jason Burmes calls me as I'm walking out to tell me the DVDs had come in. And suddenly, one person, two person, three people, a whole carload of high school kids. Alex Jones, we love you. Death, the New World Order. All the cars. I mean, literally, it was just like 20 people. Alex Jones, we love you. So I was immersed in all these demons on the other side, the zombies, the mind slaves, the people that can't see what's going on and who were in this mode of tyranny. and in this mode of laughing at someone who they overhear warning their children, as an adult, I'm supposed to talk to my kids. That's weird to them that I would, in the modern fields, as a hunter-gatherer, I come in with my credits to buy something, and I'm saying, this is a poison plant, this one is a good plant. Now, a normal human 10,000 years ago would tell their young, do not eat the boonga berry. You may eat the chabunga berry. You know, this is good in the autumn. How do you know the autumn? You know, when the leaves fall, you may eat this fruit. Do not eat it before or it is poison. It'd be like, my gosh, boonga boonga, why are you telling little chadunga and little mamaboomba, you know, something's bad? You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to talk to your kids. You're not supposed to carry your kids on a greenbelt. You're not supposed to walk around. You're not supposed to stick your hands in a stream. You're not supposed to be human. And so I was really starting to freak out. I was like, my God, there's crazy people everywhere. And then I walk out in the sunshine. It's a parking lot on a Sunday, you know, like noon, beautiful blue skies, and it's Alex Jones. And I was like, thank you, thank you. And I'm shaking hands. People are running up, and I'm like, Burmese, I got to call you back. This is incredible. I mean, just like, Alex Jones, oh, we love you. So, again, we're having an effect, and that's probably why they're going to kill me or set me up pretty soon. But it doesn't matter, because we've done our job, and I care about all the children. I care about all the people. I want to tell people if something's poison. I want to tell them, my people, if the water's good to drink. I want to tell the people when there's bad controllers. I just am a human who wants the tribe to do well, the human species. I want goodness. I'm not bad for taking my children down to the creek. I'm not bad for warning them there's poison in the food. I'm not bad. The people taking photos of me and my kids to report us are the ones that are bad. The people looking for trouble and wanting to boss people around who find power through the government, they're the ones that are bad. They're the enemies of our society. They're the enemies of our republic, and they're dangerous. And the difference, all my fans were shining-faced, good-looking, smart people, and they were glowing and happy and had life force. And I noticed as I pulled out watching the two guys that laughed at me in their BMWs, you know, wealthy, they were looking at me just going, because they've bought into the world, and so they're not satisfied. And here are all these people that are on the same wavelength as I am. They had power. They had life force. They had sparkle in the eye. And so they're torturing me off in some dungeon someday, or I'm in prison. I'll remember all those people we warned, all those people we woke up, how many people we saved, how many people's minds we unlocked so they could see the bigger world and be free. And I know in the end we're going to beat this new world order. But that was a great parable. And it's true. Everything you just heard is what happened yesterday. For an hour and a half, I was submerged in just mass mental illness and crazy control freaks. And then I went into the store and it was even worse. But then when I came out into the sunshine, it was just like, Alex Jones. Somebody goes, Alex Jones. And it was like, 8 pumps, and it's Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, teenagers running up, Alex Jones. And they had basketballs and footballs, and we're all happy, and we're piling in to go have fun. And they were, yeah, we love you. We're going to beat the New World Order. Alex, and I'm driving out. Alex, hey. You know, I mean, we're going to beat the New World Order if those good people realize the power they have and if they take action. Now, I've just spent 20-something minutes telling the story because it's so important. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I've got all this news to hit, and I've got a guest coming up. But let's go ahead and talk to Bobby in Tennessee. Bobby, you're on the air. Okay, Mark in Georgia, go ahead, you're on the air.
Let me get off the speaker phone right quick. I just recently had a very encouraging conversation with the Council for American Islamic Relations, and they were pleased that I was trying to be fair to them and asking their cooperation. There have been those that have attacked you claiming that you're a – well, I'm going to be clear. I want to propose a remedy that those that accuse you of being a Zionist shill, I call for all people of the book to convene in scholarly understanding of each other, to draft a covenant of the people of the book, that the problem is not Islam, Judaism, or Christianity, that there are counterfeits of these, including a counterfeit of Judaism. And
well, I agree with you, but hold on just a minute. I mean, I'm talking about all this stuff happening and how I'm under attack by CNN, the Southern Poverty Law Center, everything. All those big white supremacist organizations have been proven over and over again to be feds in federal court. So, of course, I mean, they got groups that accuse me of working for the Vatican. I'm not even Catholic, but I'm not bashing Catholics here. They accuse me of working for the Russians because I go on Russian TV. And in the article Paul Watson today wrote about Russian government probably staged the event, there's people saying I work for the Russians and I'm covering up for them. I mean, a lot of this isn't the government. It's just angry, mentally ill people. I mean, I go to your calls and it's just not even about, I'm not mad at you, caller. It's just, it isn't about Alex Jones, whatever I am. I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. But it doesn't matter. What? How does that stop people from going out and fighting corruption on their own? No matter how many times I cover the USS Liberty or how many times I have on or re-air an interview with James Traficant, or no matter how many times I have on people to cover this stuff, they're always going to say that. Okay, so, I mean, it's a pointless call. I mean, and I'm not mad at you, sir. It's just, what does it even do? People tell new and bigger lies about me every day. You name it, they've said it. Literally. And none of it is true. None of it. None of it. I mean, there's thousands of videos where they edit together what I have to say. I mean, it's all deception. How does that keep us from taking action?
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Jim in Moscow calling in. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm hearing the music in the background. Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do. I'm a regular listener. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber for the last 3 years. And many of my students, a teacher in Moscow, have seen Follow the Republic, Endgame, and the Obama deception. So, again, thank you for so much that you do.
I get emails from troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they say all the big stores are selling the videos, you know, copies of them. Go ahead.
Well, hallelujah. And it's a good thing. And most people here, they question, you know, mainstream propaganda. I don't know what else to call it. But they're looking to people like you, Dr. Stan, and many other people out there who, you know, who are telling us the alternative truth of what's really going on. And I just want to thank you. Today, we're just wondering, you know, how the bombings in the two metro stations happened, what's behind it, and does it mean naked body scanners in the metro stations for the future here, the way they're putting them in airports there in the United States?
Well, I have meant to get into this in detail, and Paul Watson actually has an article. It's here in my stack. They're reprinting it for me. I believe the headline is Subway Bombing in Moscow, Another FSB False Flag? And in Road to Tyranny, and in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and in several other films, we show how police in multiple cities in 99 caught FSB, Federal Security Bureau, former KGB, it's the new KGB, planting hexagen bombs in the buildings. Because three big apartment houses got blown up, blamed on the Chechens. The Chechens said, we didn't do it. Why would we do that and have you come invade us? You know, we fight you here. And, you know, it's a great military move. That's why all these big governments do it, to bomb yourself, to be able to go start a new war and invade somebody. And so FSB is famous for this. The czars, you know, 90 years ago, were incredibly famous for staging false flags. And here's the article. Moscow Metro Blast, another FSB inside job, And Watson goes over the history of it. And then I don't know if it's in this version or the InfoWars version, but I saw a comment this morning going, why is Jones covering up for Russia? You know, he covering up. All I just tell the truth. I mean, when the United States and NATO and Israel with Georgia snuck attack South Ossetia and Abkhazia on record and ran a giant hoax, and now it's come out Cheney wanted to start nuclear war, that's confirmed, that was wrong and crazy. And I don't like the Iranian government. They do a lot of bad things. The government itself is bad almost in every case. But I expose the fact that our government's lying about Iran running al-Qaeda. And so my job's easy. I don't have to gauge things or say what's popular or what's not. I just say, what have I researched? What's fair? What can I prove? And so it doesn't matter if Russia Today, which is English, just like Al Jazeera or BBC's in the U.S., I go on that probably every week. And if they have me on about these, probably won't, but if they have me on about these railway bombings, I'll talk about it. I mean, I'll say, well, we need to look at the FSB. I'm going to cover this later in the next hour. I've been meaning to get to it and the whole militia situation and a lot more. Anything else from Moscow?
Not really. We're just hoping we're not going to turn into the kind of police state my home country, the United States of America, seems to be becoming every time I go back there. It's pretty sad, but I thank you for covering it and letting us know, waking us up, letting us know what's going on in our own country.
You bet. I appreciate your call. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products,
you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The West spoke out in the last 300 years and ended classical slavery that's still going on in Africa and other places today. And we're going to have to speak out against false flag terrorism. Whether it's the Chinese that do it, the Russians, the U.S., the Israeli, the British, they all do it. My dad was talking about a famous history book called Whirlwind. I meant to get a copy at his house of it. Pull up the book Whirlwind. It's a famous author. The point is, it was all about the Islamic Revolution, and my dad was going, look at this. I was at his house a few days ago. He was going, look at this, and it's got where it was admitted in the 70s that the Israelis would bomb British troops and then blame it on Iran, and then this country would do it to that country. I mean, they just basically all do it. And then the media, when you talk about it, goes, how dare you, you America hater, or you Israel hater. Look, I just tell the truth. That's it. James Clavell's Whirlwind, from the author of Shogun and Noble Horse.
Noble House.
But I guess that's a fiction. He had two books. Said one was fiction, one wasn't. It may have been another author. He was showing me two books, and my phone rang, and I forgot to look at it. The point is, you know, it's also in fiction, like Graham Greene's The Quiet America. They made it into a movie. And, you know, the CIA is in Vietnam in the late 50s. They're taking over from the French in Indochina. And now Vietnam. And, you know, the CIA staging terror attacks there. And, of course, that's a fiction, but it's based as a composite. It's kind of like the movie Patriot. And, you know, you read history, you study history, and then you forget most of it years later. But I've read quite a few books about the Swamp Fox in South Carolina and about other militia leaders. And then when you're watching that movie, you're like, oh, that historically happened. That happened. But that was somebody else. And that was, and what it is, they just rolled three. And then later, I already knew that. And then later I read some articles by people involved in the movie saying, oh, it's a composite. Like Colonel Tavington was a real person. I'm already digressing here, and we got a guest coming up. I'm just going to have the guest on for two segments because I do have to hit this news and take your phone calls. But let's take another call right now. Let's talk to Joe in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Just wanted to give you a call and let you know that listening to you is like listening to a Southern Baptist preacher. If you don't take heed and follow the simple directions that you give, then we're all headed straight for hell, man. Love you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate your call. Anything else?
That's it.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say to you, first of all, before I make my comment about the so-called religious right, you know, the situation you had at the store, you know, it's really surreal, isn't it, where you're all of a sudden, you know, this has been coming, but you're surrounded with and facing something far worse than George Orwell's 1984, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it was crazy. But then I walked outside and was mobbed by people that are patriots. So it's real battle lines, and the parasites are trying to take over the sane world with their insanity.
Yeah, well, you know, I make this comment to people all the time, and they'll give me this chuckle. It's like a nervous laugh, and then it white clicks on. I'll say to them, you know, with TV, why do you think they call it programming? And then it hits them, you know, you're right. Now, that leads me to what I called about real quick, and that's the so-called religious right. I am a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. And the thing is, though, I really see the so-called religious right, the people that, you know, claim to believe the way I do in Jesus Christ alone as the only way of salvation, as the biggest hindrance to exposing this tyranny that's going on and what's happening. Because here's what I wanted to say. I think of all people in this country, the ones that ought to be the most on board with fighting this tyranny and exposing what's going on ought to be the professing Christians, but yet they seem to be the ones most adamantly into the false right.
I'll guarantee you it was a bunch of phony Christians that beat up the Ron Paul supporter at the Palin rally.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he is the author of Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? Bill Hart is our guest for the next 40 minutes or so, and then I promise I'm going to get into exactly what's happening with the subway bombing, the arrest of all these militias around the country. I told you that was coming. They're going to set them up. I've been telling you that every day. I saw the preconditioning. Suspected militiamen charged with plotting to kill officers. We've got the indictment. It is all coming up. Also, the really sad murder, and that's clearly what it is. Former Senator Nancy Schaefer shot to death with husband. She'd been calling us in the last few months wanting to get on. I've been so busy I hadn't called her back. And some of her associates, she's the head of the Eagle Forum, a prominent group nationwide, but head of it in Georgia. She got shot in the back, her husband in the chest. You know, it's not how you commit suicide. But the media said, oh, well, her husband had cancer and it was a suicide pact. Her daughter says that's not true. In fact, get her daughter on. I know it's hard for her. She's grieving right now. This is very, suspicious. We have her home number. Call it. I bet she's there. I bet her daughter's there right now. It's her daughter that found their dead bodies. She had been working on child trafficking rings. She talked about that on air last year when she was on with us, how the CPS has quotas, especially for blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. They'll say we want a dark-haired, blue-eyed three-year-old, and they go into the daycares everywhere looking for excuses. They have bounties. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's just, and she's dead. And then they clearly killed her. I interview so many people that get killed. It's like, because if you have first-hand knowledge of this stuff, you better get it all out on the plate and fast. It's like the D.C. madam. We had her on, and I said, you will not commit suicide, correct? She said, I will not commit suicide. Then the media said, oh, she committed suicide. Then we call her landlord at her condo she'd known for over a decade. He said, she said men were following her, that they might kill her, that she was going to have to go to prison, that she was moving her stuff to her mother's house, and then they killed her. Then he sent me her handwriting from her lease. Was not anything like. Every letter was different, her supposed suicide letter. God almighty, folks. I mean, you can come on the air and say, I'm not going to kill myself. Well, you can go on the air and say, I'm not going to kill myself, and then they kill you. They'll even shoot you twice in the back of the head like they did Gary Webb and say it was a suicide. Then they had his supposed friend, who he'd actually criticized in newspapers as not his friend, come out and say, oh, I'm his friend. It's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. I'll say it again. If God forbid that happens to me, I did not kill myself. It is a lie. 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 All right, I'm going to shut up. We're not playing games here. We got a lot of stuff to cover. This ties in with the Moscow blast. All this hype about women with breast implants, how they now want to x-ray you to fly and have mobile x-ray trucks, that powerful chest x-rays, because the terrorists can have a surgeon put it into their breast. And now they're saying their faces were undamaged. It may be a breast bomb. Terrorists could use explosives and breast implants. The body scanners. Now we played the footage of Homeland Security videos with the big mobile 18-wheelers that are going to naked body scan you. He has introduced legislation. It's got a good chance of passing if you get behind it. Representative Phil Hart, Idaho House District 3, Seat B. He is a businessman. He owns and operates Alpine Engineering in Hayden. And is a licensed civil and structural engineer in 11 states. And he's the author of Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? We'll give you a website and information, phone number to get that before he leaves us. And I hadn't talked to him yet. I just said, get him on the show. And I was honored to find out. He found out a lot about this stuff here on this show. Good to have you here, Representative.
Thanks, Alex, for having me on.
So tell us about yourself, your awakening, why you're doing this, and how we can help you start a movement at the state level to say no to the child porn law violating naked body scanners.
Well, Alex, my parents got me started in politics when I was 8 years old, and I was going door to door for Barry Goldwater, passing out leaflets and stuffing things in people's door. And they were really quite the activists. We had a mimeograph machine in our house, and we were constantly going to meetings and writing our own literature and passing it out. And I guess it just carried over. And as I got to become an adult, you know, and you see what's going on around the world, and it's hard to sit still. I mean, we're really in a fight for the republic, and I think it's going to take each one of us, assuming that the republic depends on what we do to save our republic. And so I'm busy at the state level, working in the Idaho legislature, trying to do pass legislation that's going to protect our liberties.
Well, that's awesome. What got you fired up against this naked body scanners in your state?
Well, I've seen a couple of them as I've flown around the country, but I also listen to your show quite a bit, Alex, and I, you know, through your show, I've been kind of keeping apprised of what's going on, and I thought, you know, there isn't any reason why we can't put some sideboards on the use of these things at the state level. And so what I did is I took some legislation that was drafted by Congressman Jason Chavez of Utah, and I changed it a little bit and made it apply more to the state level. His bill has gotten through the House of Representatives back in Washington, D.C. It's currently stalled in the Senate. So I came up with basically a state version of that bill and made it apply to state facilities and public facilities, and we're running with it at the state level. And we got it out of the House of Representatives about 2 weeks ago, and now my bill is stalled in the Senate at the moment.
Well, we need to attack at every level peacefully through the legislative process, as you know. We need to put pressure on the U.S. Senate. I mean, in every poll, upwards of 90% are against these naked body scanners. And we need to go to the state level as well and try in every state to say no, so it'll set a precedent. How do we help you get this done in the state of Idaho?
Well, we've got a few days left in our session, and it's possible that we could still get this done if it became a high priority. So for those of your listeners who are from Idaho or really from anywhere, call into the state legislature. Direct your call to the Senate. Ask them to hear this bill. It's House Bill 573. But, you know, Alex, if I don't get it done this year, I've got the bill drafted. The bugs have been worked out of it. I'll just introduce it right at the very beginning of next year, and I think it'll go next year.
Well, you've got a lot of public support, don't you?
I do, yes. I haven't had any negative feedback on this from the public. And when people find out I'm working on it, they encourage me to, you know, keep pushing forward.
I've read over the law, but I mean, explain how these scanners are unconstitutional, a violation of rights, and the type of language and attack you're using to point out that these things need to be barred.
Well, Alex, it's really a tough legal issue. I mean, we're at the state level, we have plenty of authority to limit the use of these things in a state facility. But, you know, the big issue is with airports, and TSA is operating at the airports. You know, I did a little research and found out that our airports in Idaho are on state of Idaho real estate. In other words, we haven't ceded that ground to the federal government like you do at some military bases. So we do have jurisdiction to some degree, but typically the federal law trumps the state law unless we're talking about the police power of the state, which may kick in if we can prove that these things are unhealthy for people who are exposed to them. Because we have certainly a duty at the state level to protect the health and medical condition of our citizens. And so that's where I hope we can make a good argument that would allow us to regulate these in our airports here in the state of Idaho.
Well, I've even seen New York Times articles quoting top scientists saying these millimeter waves do break up human DNA. And now they're saying, hey, we're not just going to naked body scan you. We want x-rays in there, high powered, to see if you've got explosives in your breast. They're now at airports all over the Western world. I see it on the news. They grab the woman's breast and squeeze and go in a circle. And Paul Watson, a webmaster in England, his girlfriend says it's very painful. And men grab her breasts, women grab her breasts, they grab men's genitals. I mean, this is clearly conditioning. And now Homeland Security, I don't know if you've seen it, but guys, pull it up. They have these mobile trucks that are 18-wheeler backs. They're going to put at sports stadiums, checkpoints. This is on the video. And they march you in, and they say they're going to have scanners, brain scanners. I mean, this is insane.
Well, one of the arguments that we can make for that particular aspect of this is that the states have jurisdiction over the things that have traditionally been in the power of the states. And the federal government can't just walk into some new area of our economy or our society and claim that they've got the jurisdiction. And so this is something the feds have never done before. They're going to be doing it in the states on state real estate, if you will. And, you know, they don't have jurisdiction. But if we don't push back, they'll just assume they do have the jurisdiction and they'll just go ahead and do whatever they want.
Well, they know what they're doing. And then meanwhile, all these Homeland Security officials leave Homeland Security. In Homeland Security, they make the purchase orders, send it to Congress. They get it. Then they leave Congress or they leave Homeland Security. And then they revolving door into the corporations getting millions of dollars. I mean, this is just openly illegal.
That's right, and I'm sure you know that Chertoff, former director of Homeland Security, is now a lobbyist representing some of the companies that make these scanners.
And he says that's fine because he believes in it. And that's like in Kentucky, the head of elections is now running for Senate against Rand Paul, and they've ruled he can run his own election. I mean, no state has ever allowed that. That's always been illegal. This is just, it's amazing.
One thing we need to do is research what conditions gave birth to the Fourth Amendment, the protection against unreasonable search and seizures. And I understand it was the Townshend Act that the King or the British were promoting, where they would go into people's houses and search for the stamp of the king on all the documents. And so we've got to do some research to find out what exactly were those searches like and what was it that the Founding Fathers were trying to prevent against when they developed the Bill of Rights and protection particularly this Fourth Amendment, and then compare that to what the feds are doing today.
Well, we know. They would come into anybody's house they wanted and inspect it, just like zoning, basically, to make sure you had the king's stamp and it was a man's home as his castle, 1215 Magna Carta. And so the British understood that, and we were British at that time, and these were Englishmen here, and they said, we deserve the same rights as people in England. The king couldn't do that in England.
That's right, and really the people are going to have to weigh in and say that we don't want to put up with this, and we want to push back, because you know, when we do that, we can push back. And I think if you look at the Real ID movement and how a bunch of states stood up to the feds and passed legislation against it and memorials against it, and it's slowed it down. And so we can do the same thing with these whole body scanners.
We know we've got to fight. Resistance is victory. Stay there, Representative.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you prepared, or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products, and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All the leaves are brown, leaves are brown.
State Representative Phil Hart is our guest. A big news blitz coming up on all these militia arrests as the federal government prepares to stage terror attacks and blame it on the Tea Parties. Now, I told you in the last 3 months they're going to stage arrests against militias. They've set up, they've been setting up for years, provocateuring them or flat out framing them. They follow a handbook to create the idea that there are all these terrorists out there that are domestic. Then they stage the big events. They did this right before the Alfred P. Murrah building got bombed April 19th, 1995. And I'm seeing all the key conditioning, everything. You notice I've been predicting it? Now it's ramping up exactly as I said it would, because I know their handbook. See, in intelligence, you don't even have to have all the intelligence documents. If you watch enemy troop movements and propaganda and activities, you learn their patterns of attack, and that's basic intelligence gathering. You have to get inside their minds. That's the key to understanding what they're going to do. That's coming up. Going back to Phil Hart. Phil, I want to get you back on sometime about your book. I haven't read it yet. We just got it, but it looks really interesting. Constitutional Income, Do You Have Any? And we'll be talking about that briefly here. But you're right. The states are standing up. They're saying no. You're in Idaho. What are your constituents saying about the real ID, the open borders, the naked body scanners, all of it?
Well, with regard to real ID, we were one of the 8 states that put that language in our Idaho code that says we will not comply with real ID. But the trouble with real ID is it's going to morph into something else. I mean, there's a half a dozen other driver's license programs out there that got RFID chips in them and things like that. So I was running a bill this year. It was our House Bill 541, which would prohibit an RFID chip being used in the Idaho driver's license, would prohibit facial recognition techniques to be used, and would also prohibit us from issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And you know, Alex, there's 4 states that have a public policy where they actually do just that.
Well, expanding on that, they're now saying every police department needs license plate reading cameras. It might stop some crime. Well, the schools are issuing laptops that watch the pupils at home. It might save somebody. Well, yeah, I mean, if we were all locked up in jail cells, maybe everybody will be safe, but everyone knows the most dangerous place in the world is a prison. Clearly, this is all unconstitutional for a reason, because our forebears went through a lesser tyranny than we're starting to go into, and it's time to put the brakes on this and start reversing it.
It was the philosophy of the founding fathers that they did not want to solve every crime. And a society that does solve every crime is really a totalitarian society. So we've got the Bill of Rights, which are to protect the rights of innocent people from being, you know, terrorized, if you will, by the government, with the idea that, you know, we're going to let a few crimes slip through the system, and we're not going to solve every crime because we would rather have the rights of the people protected. And then, you know, working in that framework, we'll do the best we can to solve the crimes that we can solve.
We've got your website up on screen at prisonplanet.tv, but for radio listeners, Representative Phil Hart from Idaho, give folks your website.
It's www.constitutionalincome.com, and that's my book website. For my legislative website, it's www.hart4legislature.com.
Hart4legislature.com. And if people go there, they can get the whole body scanner legislation. And people can read about Obamacare, income tax surcharge, unconstitutional. A lot of great info up on your sites. And people, you know, get this legislation that Phil's written. It's written for the state. And send it, hand deliver it to all your state house members. You know, if you got 20 state house members or 100 or 150, House, Senate, whatever it is in your state, print up that many, go to your Capitol, take off 6 hours, go down there with your husband or your wife or your church, and hand deliver it to every member. That's how things get done. They really pay attention to that, don't they, Phil?
They do. And, you know, I copied the legislation that Congressman Chavez from Utah did. It made my job a little bit easier, and I communicated with his office somewhat, and people can call me if they want to. And really, at the state level, anybody can testify on a bill. Anybody can meet with their state legislator. In Idaho, we can run initiatives. We can have citizens champion an issue and do the legwork on it. And really, if the people get involved, they'll be surprised at how much, you know, they can get done, you know, working with their legislators.
Well, Phil, I want to get you back up in the next month to talk about your book after I've had a chance to read it. Really impressive. Joe R. Bannister, former IRS criminal investigator, says this is extremely powerful. Larry Beecraft, who I really respect, endorses your book. And so does Don Harkins, the Idaho Observer, another great guy. So we'll definitely get you back up for a full hour in the near future. I'm glad we've made this connection.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great having you. All right, folks, I'm Alex Jones. 30 minutes left. News, blitz, and phone calls straight ahead. We'll go to Moscow, cover the bombings there. We'll look at the militia arrest across the United States and a suspicious murder.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Foreign offshore corporations are attempting a criminal takeover using corporate hostile takeover skills of our nation. They already took over most of the systems decades ago, became very rich and powerful out of it. They see you as their chattel. They see you as non-human slaves, as human resources to be mined, to be used, to be distracted and dumbed down. We're here to sound the trumpet of a wake-up call. Now, I want to blitz through a bunch of news and try to go to Tim, John, Terry, Josh, and others before this radio broadcast ends today. If you just joined us, there's video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the tiles at the top of the page. Alex Jones inside a CNN hit piece. They'll interview you for 15, 20 minutes and then edit it down to 30 seconds. And they said they're doing that for an Anderson Cooper special about how dangerous and bad I am. And it's about me. And they said it was going to air Friday. It didn't. Who knows? Because they didn't get what they wanted. But you get to see the other side of the story. And it's already well over 100,000 hits in a day and a half views. And Anderson Cooper on his top rated night has about 900,000 viewers. Usually it's about 300, 400,000. So in a couple of weeks, this video, if you get it out to people, will be bigger than his whole TV show was that night. So see, that's why Homeland Security and Obama and Northcom admit they want to, quote, shut down the internet for, quote, conspiracy terrorists, i.e. anyone that questions their lies. So very, very exciting on that front. In fact, a lot of times I just refuse CNN interviews because they almost never air them. Or they take it out of context. That's why I videotaped it. Maybe I should always accept the interview, videotape it, and upload it and say, oh, okay, well, I mean, oh, boy. I remember when I was on A.J. Hammer's show three times. I was on it twice. They played clips the third night. And I talked to A.J. Hammer's producer, and he said, these are the highest ratings this show has ever had. But from above programming, we were told not to have you back anymore, live. Because I tear their butts up live. I tear them up. But A.J. Hammer was just letting me talk. Okay, I want to get into the news here at the end of the transmission in the next 25 minutes. But I do need to tell you about some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. First and foremost, my documentary films. Burmese's new film, my new film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, both excellent new films. It'll really wake people up, prove the FEMA camps, prove the New World Order, both available at InfoWars.com. It's only 15 days or 16 days till Burmese starts shipping. Pre-order it now so you get it first in your mailbox. We ship them out in the order that they were received. Again, InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. You've heard their ad. It's very catchy. Everyone is singing it around the office. There's a place down Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. And these are really nice fitting jeans, tough jeans. I can't buy Levi's anymore made in Mexico. Levi's breaking like a month now. I was at a buddy's birthday party the other night, and they just split completely open. So as my Levi's tear off my body, I'm replacing them with diamond gusset, all made. The fabric is put together, 100% made in America, gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T. That's gusset. Gusset gets it done. It's got diamond gusset in the crotch. It's got, well, that's the part that rips out. So it's funny. We're always talking about that. And then, well, point is gussetclothing.com, gussetclothing.com, made in America. And one other sponsor, survivalseedbank.com. Super high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. You can plant a whole acre of these fantastic seeds, and they come in a container that you can store for years. Seeds can last hundreds of years. In fact, seeds out of the Egyptian temples, papyrus seeds have been sprouted 3,000 years later. But most seeds don't last 3,000 years. But don't worry, you're not going to live 3,000 years, so they don't need to last that long. Point is, you can go to survivalseedbank.com today and get their high-quality survival seed bank, or get one for your friends, or plant one. It is springtime, and then save one. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. All made right here in America. I know that makes the bankers mad. They want to fully domesticate us. Okay. I want to try to be as focused as I can with this. I have studied the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've studied the ADL. Anybody who doesn't want high taxes or the Federal Reserve raping them, or now they're announcing they're going to take everybody's pension funds, that's in Bloomberg for the government. I mean, take them. Just take them. Quote, invest them in failed banks. That's a quote. You get angry at that, they demonize you. You say, hey, I think government's too big, they tie you in with white supremacists. It doesn't work anymore. People are used to this tactic, and they know it's just a rhetoric. They know it's a tactic. Now, in 95... more than 30 states were moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment powers against the federal government and Clinton and against all this unconstitutional stuff. And so it's now come out in sworn federal affidavits and declassified memos. What, in the last 2 years, Jesse Trinidad, lawyer, sued and got all this info because they tortured his brother to death. And the feds bombed Oklahoma City. And I have a film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 35 minutes of the 2.5 hour film covers that in detail. You want all the proof of it. And I saw the preconditioning before 95. I was already awake in about 93, but I wasn't on air until late 95. I was watching Access Television when locals were playing the newscast from Oklahoma City with them removing the bombs, the building blown out, General Parton, the grand jurors saying there's a cover-up, Hoppy Heidelberg being threatened by the FBI with guns at his door if he didn't shut up. I was seeing all this on Austin Access because people were sending it from Oklahoma and airing it, and I said, that's it, I got to get on Access TV. But the point is that I have been studying this, and you're an out-of-control federal government that's robbed trillions of dollars. The public's waking up to you. The states are saying no on government takeover of health care, on climate taxes, on federalization of schools, of federalization of police, law enforcement. What do? You infiltrate militias, people that are scared of the government, that are concerned, that are studied history, that are training to defend themselves. You radicalize them. You get them to talk about violence, or you just flat out set them up. And hundreds of people have had pipe bombs buried. That's come out in federal court and been set up. Or it's guys at a bar, or the BATF took over the Viper motorcycle gang, a horrible meth dealers, and got them to say, we're a militia now. And so they could have the term Viper militia on the news. And every time they start hyping, because I mean, they've always got hundreds of idiots that have called for violence that they could bust anytime they wanted. And I said, they've got all their people marked that they're going to set up, people they've sold guns to, sawed off shotguns, whatever the case is. Before they start trying to push a domestic purge operation that's meant for the general public, they're going to pick out groups to set the precedent, like Ruby Ridge and then Wake Up and then Oklahoma City. So I see all this hype from Republicans, Democrats, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. The Tea Partiers have radicals in them, the 9/11 truthers and the birthers with his birth certificate. They're going to get violent. And then Joe Stack happened, clearly staged. The Pentagon shooting, totally staged. The underwear bombing, totally staged. And we've done whole shows on those. They're archived at prisonplanet.tv if you're a new listener. You know, the FBI and State Department being ordered to let the underwear bomber on, protecting him, getting him on. For a month, they said Kurt Haskell and other witnesses were lying on the plane. Then it was admitted to be true. And I can go over the evidence, but we'll run out of time here. Top Homeland Security official in remote control aircraft, Joe Stack involved with Black Ops, controlling the tiny hangar that held 5 aircraft in it. Witnesses saying that the emergency crews were already on site before the IRS kamikaze attack. Multiple witnesses who were later proven to be right about the emergency crews already being there. Later they had to admit, the biggest drill ever in town in the parking lot next to it the hour before, and they were there when it happened. The FBI out there as the attack happened. Witnesses all saying that multiple witnesses that no one was in the plane. Again, if I went over all the evidence, the guy on psychotropic drugs tied in with Homeland Security and patents, disappears for 2 months at the Pentagon, got his gun out of the same Tennessee police lockup that the guy that shot up the federal courthouse got his gun from. That's Associated Press. On and on and on. I mean, I could spend 3 hours, 4 hours on one of these subjects, and we have. I'm digressing here. What I'm trying to say is this. I saw the massive hype. I know that everything they're doing is unconstitutional and politically unpopular. They want to spin it around with violence. They want to hype violence to get weak-minded copycats to throw bricks through windows or shoot into a congressman's office. Then they hype that up. Some real nuts may then do it. That's why the congressman that got his office shot at in Virginia came out and said, please stop hyping this. You know, in real terrorism, you're not supposed to hype it. That's why when they have fake terror, they always hype it. There's been a lot of real terror attacks in the world, by the way, in my research, that they never talk about. See, there have been some real terror attacks. But then, if they're real, they don't talk about them. You understand that? That's a rule that they have in actual government handbooks that don't hype terror because that feeds into what they want. Well, then why are they hyping it? Because when they are the terrorists, they hype it. So I've been clear on this, and we've had provocateurs trying to set us up, trying to do it in the message boards, calling here, following us around, going to events, asking us if we want to be violent. And if you're ever just halfway not paying attention and go, oh, yeah, sure, boom, you'll be arrested. It'll be all over the news. You're a terrorist. So this is how they demonize any political opposition, is by staging attacks. And it's government's favorite thing to do. Give me a document cam shot, please, boys. Thank you. Here is a story here out of AOL News. Suspected militiamen charged with plotting to kill officers. So now it's suspected militiamen, like just being a suspect of being someone armed, like civil defense saying you'll protect your community. And supposedly they thought it was the end times. They're mad at all the Muslims moving in to Michigan. On and on and on. And they raided a bunch of their houses. Here's another one. Indictment. Militia members sought to levy war against U.S. And remember, Muslim group of teens were supposed to wage war in Toronto. Turned out a provocateur was leading them and mailed them ammonium nitrate they didn't even ask for. Remember in 2006 in Miami, they went and found, what was it, 11, and six of them were registered with the city on welfare as mentally retarded street kids who were Rastafarian pothead Christians, and gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars over a year and a half period to just talk about violence, to agree to wear military fatigues, to videotape the FBI building in Miami. And there was a case last week, and it was a headline in the New York Post, that government led the Muslim group, set it up. 1993, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and then told Ahmad Salam, the guy they hired from Egypt, a CIA asset, to go ahead and go and have the bombing. He knew they were setting him up and recorded the FBI top-level people in 8 hours of tape saying, yeah, we're going to let the bombing go ahead. And he says, well, wait a minute. Are you trying to set me up for this? First, it was going to be a dummy bomb. Then you said it had to be a real bomb for court. Now you're saying let it go forward. I've got receipts. I've got witnesses. You're not going to frame me for this. Jason Burmese's new film, they just released these tapes last year. They've been in the New York Times in 93 and CBS News that this happened. Now we have the tapes. They've been declassified. And we're going to he just plays a few clips of it in the film. The point is that there are mentally ill people. I mean, if I wanted to, I'm not saying they'll take it out of context. I'm not saying I would do this. Hypothetically, you or anybody else could go to downtown Austin or downtown Chicago or downtown San Francisco, wherever you got a bunch of homeless people. We got a lot of them here in Austin. I could find a drunken schizophrenic who believes they're Jesus. I mean, or a man dresses a woman or whatever I wanted to do. And if I offered them $100,000, they'd dress up military fatigues and sit in front of a camera and say they were going to blow things up. And that's all they do. I mean, in every case, these are schizophrenics, mentally ill people, mentally retarded people. Bum Steer Award, first place. It's an attack they do every year in Texas Monthly. 1998, the Ku Klux Klan. There was no Ku Klux Klan for them to find. In Fort Worth, they went and found a trailer park of complete alcoholics on welfare who didn't work. For over 2 years, they tried to get them to build bombs. The FBI guy would get black powder and say, I'll give you another $10,000 for liquor if you'll light it on camera for me in the backyard. They're like, we're going to take over America. We're going to get, you know, and it came out. It was, I mean, folks, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases of this. And so this is what they do over and over and over again. They'll go get meth heads in Colorado, remember in 2008, and tell them, I'll sell you all this meth, but here, use some cocaine and drink a bunch of whiskey. We ought to take over. Yeah, I don't like the government. Yeah, we ought to go after Obama when he's here in town. Boom. On the news. I mean, it's always the same MO. You can go to any dive bar packed full of drunks on a Saturday night and find somebody to shoot their mouth off. But the point is, here's the key. They're bringing all this out now, raids in four, some are saying five states, busting people, trying to pin any Tea Party violence on conservatives, on militias. Look at the MIAC report, Homeland Security report that police gave us last year. Their main focus is you, the Americans that know what's going on. And you went along with this Homeland Security grid because, oh, that's for them Muslims with turbans on their head. Glass parking lot them, torture them, get them. We don't need any Bill of Rights or Constitution. We don't need any of that around here. What are you saying? You want terrorists to have rights, boy? Now they've got all this legislation. They've passed much of it saying they can arrest citizens for no reason and use enhanced interrogation, and you're never seen again. I had Napolitano on, Judge Napolitano, covering it last Friday. Not just Alex Jones saying it, reading the bill. He said it's the most draconian thing ever seen. Even the Nazis didn't do this stuff on paper. They just did it secretly. It's all for you. Don't you get it? It's all for you. Don't you understand that? And so they're hyping all of this. How many months? 3 months I've been predicting, because I saw all the signs, and now I'm more sure than ever. Mid-April, late April, lots of little events to introduce the idea of, oh, there's these militias, there's these conservatives, there's these libertarians, there's these gun owners. They're out there. They're bad. They're evil. Something's going to happen. And then, oh, my gosh, that's priming the pump. It's like a choke. And you're trying to start your four-wheeler and or your boat, and it's not starting. And you got to pull that choke up, get a little bit of fuel in there, and then, you know, get that sucker going. So they're priming the pump. They're getting a little gasoline in there in those injectors. They don't want to flood it, because that might get, you know, people to get their ears up, to get their eyes open. But they're, you know, enough fear, and oh, they're going to hit, and oh, it's going to happen, and oh my God, and they're going to target some facility, some federal facility. It'll have a daycare. They'll have cameras right out there. And they'll get that shot of that dead baby, and they're going to put that up on the news and say, this is the people that don't want government takeover of health care. This is the people that don't want federal police and don't want naked body scanners. These are the people that don't want school laptops to watch their kids at home. This is the people that want to audit the Fed. Are you with them? Are you with the ones that blew up the daycare? You're the ones that hurt children? You're the ones that shot police officers all over America? You're the ones... My gosh, I'm for the naked body scanners. I'm for the open borders. I'm for the takeover of health care. I'm not the one of them people that shot a police officer and blew up a daycare. I tell you, there's nothing worse than them tea parties. Mark my words, they've got their finger on the button, and they're getting ready to push it.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Just as sure as the sun comes up in the morning and sets in the evening, political criminals are violating every federal law you can imagine. They are trying to pass draconian legislation. They are passing it. And they know the people are mad, so they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on you. And you're going to learn now this whole thing was set up for you. They set up the core of it back in the 80s. Then when they staged the events in the mid-90s, then they staged 9/11 to set up the total grid. Now they're going to stage more events to blame it on the American people and to turn loose all these hyped up roid head cops on the American people. Now, tomorrow I'm going to get more into the message board of this militia group, what was supposedly said. Anybody can go into these message boards and say, I'm this person, I'm that person, and set people up. AP runs headlines every week. Bin Laden says on a message board, and at the bottom, we're not sure if it's real. Then later, it wasn't real. So, you know, the internet is just a playground for the government. But they may have found idiots to shoot their mouths off. That's why when anybody goes, hey, Bob, you ought to talk and get tough. It's time for war. People call me, Alex, you need to call for war right now. And it's some big fat federal agent sitting there in their offices. Alex, it's time for you to call for war. And they'll go on the message boards. This guy's a wimp. We need to do something right now. It's incredible. Then you've got the whole Moscow situation, Moscow Metro Blast, another FSB inside job. Two separate bomb blasts that ripped apart trains on Moscow Metro system, killing at least 34 people during morning rush hour, have been blamed on the female suicide bombers. Oh, we got to have chest x-rays now. But previous instances of terrorism in Russia were proven to be the work of the FSB security service itself. The first explosion took place on a train after it had stopped at the station in central Moscow, close to the headquarters of the Russian FSB security service, a spokeswoman for the Russian Emergencies Ministry told AFP, oh, they were attacked, like Northwoods calls for attacking themselves. The first blast at the metro station killed 22 people and wounded 12. The second at another station left 12 dead and 7 wounded. And again, 9 times out of 10, these are government operations. Russian Federal Security Service Chief Alexander Bortnikov, I believe I pronounced that right, has already blamed Chechen rebels for the attack. An explanation slavishly accepted by Western media outlets like the BBC, who are already running feature articles about the history of terrorism in Russia that completely fall in line with the FSB's direct role. They completely failed to mention the FSB's direct role in almost every major attack to have ever taken place over the last 10 plus years. Since the explanation of the two female suicide bombers with explosives strapped to their bodies were responsible for the bombing has come directly from FSB, past history means we can only treat this official story with the utmost suspicion. The notorious Russian FSB has a documented history of staging false flag events in order to accomplish political agendas. Vladimir Putin came to power as a result of an FSB-orchestrated reign of terror in the autumn of 99, which involved blowing up apartment blocks all over Russia and blaming the attacks on Chechen separatists, allowing Putin to start a war and secure victory in the presidential election. FSB agents were caught planting hexogen explosives underneath an apartment block in Ryazan. Records indicate that the first call the terrorists made after planting the bomb was to FSB headquarters, and the culprits were allowed to flee the country by authorities. And it goes on from there. Look, I'm sorry to the callers. We're going to take a lot more calls tomorrow. I have some very informative guests coming up throughout the week. Obviously, things are deteriorating quickly. The good news is we know what's coming. We know where we are currently. We understand the battlefield that we're on here. I would say to everybody working inside the system, time to choose sides, time to get real, stop being in denial. I know most of you aren't bad. You're compartmentalized, but this is serious, serious business. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Powerful first hour. Retransmission coming up now, InfoWars.com.